It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Let's go Owls. Here's Cameron Snodgrass with all the action on WESB Sports.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I'm Cam Snodgrass, and joined by me is my broadcast partner, Andrew Hammack. Andrew, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, the nights are getting a little chilly. The leaves are going to be changing color, so that only means one thing, and that's football.
Yes, sir.
And tonight, our Owls are playing host to Port Allegheny, the Port Allegheny Gators, who last year were just in the state championship game, where they lost a heartbreaking game. So that's the task that we're up with tonight.
Yeah, definitely. They went 14-1 last year. Definitely a tough group.
And it's going to be. And they have Port Allegheny, obviously, they lost a lot of kids from that state championship team that they played for, but they're still returning back one player by the name of Aiden Bliss. Aiden, I think, was the leading rusher in the nation last year. He led the nation in rushing touchdowns. So he's going to be a tough one to stop for the defense.
Yeah, it's going to be a tall task for the defense. Got to wrap up and 11 outs to the football for sure.
Yeah, and then kind of filling in the gaps too when you're on the defensive side of the ball. It's kind of how you, I guess you would stop him, and you got to start winning that battle at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be the thing that's going to be put to the test. And Coach Puglio, there has been some turnover on the team. So they're going to be rolling out a new offense this year, which to the folks in Bradford, you're going to remember the wing T offense. So that's making a comeback, and they made a little bit of changes to the defense as well. So hopefully this year we're going to see a lot of improvement from last year. You got a lot of the good core kids back, obviously after losing Talon Reese, players like that. It's going to be hard to replace that, but they do have, I think, the right kids at the helm to take over for this year.
Absolutely. Good core group. Been together for a long time. So just hopefully they all play together, play as one, and have a good start to the season here.
Yeah, and another thing, like last year too with the Owls, one of the things that they struggled with a lot was penalties. So there was a discipline issue. The kids, I wouldn't say ego, but there's a lot of disciplinary issues with the team, and it was on the field. So if you can cut back on some of those mistakes this year, then hopefully you're not shooting yourself in the foot,
killing
drives. So
yep, got to take care of the football, and part of that is not committing so many penalties. So hopefully, yeah, that gets cleaned up. I think everyone's excited.
I'm excited too, and I'm looking at the schedule for this season. Obviously, we're opening up with Port Allegheny, and then you have the next week we got another home game against Otto Eldred, which they have new head coach Eric Reese, who was Smethport's head coach last year.
Okay.
And then we obviously take the trip down to Punxsutawney, and then we're going to Dubois, and then we have a home game at Brookville, which I think that's a Thursday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
I do believe so.
So that's going to be a Thursday night game. And then we have Red Bank Valley, who 2 or 3 years ago removed, they were in the state championship game too for single A. And then you play at Brockway, and then you're going to get your second team that just played for a state title last year in Central Clarion, who they're playing a team, Kirtland, Ohio, which I was just talking to you about before we went on air. Kirtland, Ohio is a perennial Ohio powerhouse. And they're 1 year removed from winning a state title game, and I believe they won 3 or 4 state titles in a row. So they're so that's going to be a tough game. And then
they're playing tonight, correct, in Clarion.
Yeah, at Clarion University. And then you have St. Mary's. That's going to be a home game, and that's going to be senior night. And then we close the season out at Kane against the Wolves, where they have second-year head coach Matt Bodimer, who was Mr. Pennsylvania Gatorade Player of the Year, Pennsylvania for football. So not an easy schedule. District 9 did some changes this year, so they're going in 3 regions this year. So this region that we're playing in, that's kind of how it's going to be modeled year after year, which we're going to have Red Bank Valley, Punxsutawney, Central Clarion, Port Allegheny, St. Mary's, and Dubois, I believe.
So here are conference games.
Yep.
St. Mary's, Brookville, Dubois, and Punxsutawney, starting with Punxsutawney. At Punxsutawney, 2 tough away games, game 3 and 4 of the season. hopefully we'll be clicking on all cylinders at that point and go down there.
I hope so. But here's what we're going to do is we are going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the starting lineup, which is presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. So, we're going to get to the lineup, Andrew. So the lineup is presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. And obviously we're going to have a lot of new names because we lost a good chunk of kids. Had a lot of seniors last year, believe it or not. So the question everyone's been asking in the offseason, starting quarterback. And this year, the guy who's going to replace Talon Reese is going to be Andrew Giordano, a.k.a. Lucky. That's a nickname he's had since he was a little kid back in our Raptor days. At fullback, we're going to have Tommy Langdon. At halfback, we're going to have Logan Kohler. At the other halfback, we'll have Fabian Shirk. At left tackle, we have Blake Callahan. At left guard, we have Sean Ward. At center, we have Jacob Abers. At right guard, we have Bryce Thomas. At right tackle, we have Braylon Little. At tight end, we have Caden Kisior. And at wide receiver, we got Braylon Austin and Colton Miller. So that's going to round it out for the wing T offense that we have. Obviously, they're going to be having kids sub in and out with that. And then on defense, they're going to be running a 4-2-5 base defense. And our defensive ends for that is going to be Andrew Giordano and Bryce Thomas. Defensive tackle will be Caleb Mackey and Braylon Little. Middle linebackers are going to be Sean Ward, Tommy Langdon. Your outside linebackers are going to be Matt DeCasper and Caden Kisior. Your cornerbacks will be Fabian Shirk, Braylon Austin, and at safety will be sophomore Lucas Wallace. So that is your starting lineup presented by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate. And we see Port Allegheny is taking their way to the field. So one thing, we got here pretty early, so we were able to get a good look at both teams. What's one thing that you notice about Port Allegheny?
Discipline in their warm-ups and taking the game serious before being focused.
Yeah, and I'm seeing, too, like they look like they still have a lot of size on their team from last year because they had Yuso Young and Carson Neely. That's a lot of meat to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But looking here, I think they still have – I think you have their roster, but Ethan Tarbox, he's a big kid. Their quarterback is going to be sophomore Brennan Philhart. And they still, like I said, they return Aiden Bliss.
Correct.
And they also have – Isaac Polstaway, who put in a lot of work for them last year. and there was someone else. Oh, Tristan Kaiser. He also ran for 1,000 yards last year. I think he had like 13 touchdowns. So
he's a senior this year.
He's a senior this year. And then looking at the list, too, Kellen Velu, he was a returner, and I remember his name coming up last year, and he's another hammer on the football field. And Nick Wilfong was their quarterback last year before Brendan Philhart took over. And now our Owls are taking the field, so let's see. And see, it looks like we have size, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we have a lot of size. It's just a matter of how bad do you want it. Obviously, you start the season with an opportunity to make things happen. You want to start the season off right. And I think if you can beat Port Allegheny to open the season,
that's huge.
That's a culture setter game. That's going to do wonders for the confidence for the kids moving forward when you when you're going down through that list. Because, like I said, Otto Eldred, I think they were 7-2 last year. Punxsutawney, I think they had three losses on a year. Dubois beat Hollidaysburg it was in the state playoffs. Brookville was a playoff team. Red Bank Valley was a playoff team. Brockway was a playoff team. And then you have St. Mary's and Kane.
Which they weren't, right?
They weren't.
Right.
So 8 out of the 10 teams that you're playing were playoff teams last year. So you better be on it for the
Yeah, the competition is stiff, for sure. Not a weak conference by any means.
No. Yeah, we are going to do the So they're going to do the national anthem. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sport.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
All right, we're back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. They were just finishing up the anthem as we came back. So, Drew.
Yes, sir.
Question for you. What's something that you're looking forward to for the season for the Owls?
For the whole season?
For the whole season, yes, sir.
We just got to see improvement week to week. There's not very many seniors. There are seniors. But I think we're looking to the juniors. That class has been together for a long time. And I think they're going to have to set the tone for everyone else coming up and help the seniors to make a little progress here.
Yeah, and one player I want to talk about, too, like for the Owls, is Logan Kohler, who has been a staple, and he made an impact as a freshman, and it's his senior year, so this is the final chance that he gets to. And the one thing I want to see from Logan is obviously for him to have that breakout year, because I think he was so close last year to having that breakout year, but I think this is the year that he's going to have that breakout. But I want to see him finish his high school football career with the Owls going to the playoffs. And I think that they have a squad that they can do it, because I think, like, touching base on what you said, that junior group, that's kids that me and you have coached in the Raptors when they were just little babies, and now they're up here, juniors and seniors at high school. So this core group of kids, like Tommy Langdon, Andrew Giordano, Logan Kohler, Jacob Abers, Braylon Little, Bryce Thomas, Colton Miller, Lucas Wallace, they've all been together.
Braylon Austin,
been together for 8-9 years with football. So, you know, the bonding and that rapport with each other should be there.
Yeah.
Now you just gotta want to play for the guy that's next to you. That's the thing. You gotta throw the ego out the window, and you gotta want to play for the guy that's next to you. You want to play for school pride for the Owls, and I think this is going to be that group. I think this year will be that turning point that we see And obviously we lost Coach Zitnik last year. He went on to do other things. I don't know what the issue was, but yeah, we lost him. So we got a new offensive coordinator. So I'm hoping to see, you know, where things transpire, and I'm hoping that everything works out. But folks, we have our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. So here's how it works. If the Owls score in any quarter, we'll select we have four winners selected. So we'll have a contestant for each quarter. If the Owls score in that quarter, they're going to receive a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant.
Nice.
Not to worry. If they don't score, you're still not a loser because you're still going to win something. You're going to win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. And our contestant for the first quarter is going to be Brian Abers.
Ooh.
So, Brian, if you're listening, better have your fingers crossed that the Owls get it done. Because Toji's, they got some good food there.
They do.
I love their steak and shrimp.
Doing the coin toss now. It looks like Tristan Kaiser's not suited up here.
Yeah.
Could make an impact in the game here. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's one of your leading rushers coming back. And then also something that we're going to be paying attention to is the Model T MVP of the game. So we're going to be paying attention to that. And we love our football, and we love big hits. And so we're going to have the collision of the game, which is sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. So that's going to be a few things that we're going to be paying attention to. And you guys will know if we get jacked up for a hit. So Port Allegheny is going to receive the ball first, and they're going to be working their way from the mountain towards the school. So we're going to have Kellen Bayou.
And Aiden Bliss returning.
And Aiden Bliss. So we're working on it. We're about ready to get ready for kickoff, and this is going to be the moment. You can tell a lot off the opening kickoff for the season. And Caden Keyshore is going to be our kicker for the Owls. So I'm jacked up. I'm ready to
go through. Yeah, this will be a good test for the defense.
I think this is how I want to come out. If I'm a coach, I want to come out on defense first because I want to see where we're at defensively.
And you get the ball at half.
Yeah. So depending on how the game's going, you're getting the ball at the half.
Yeah, as long as everyone stays disciplined and their integrity and their gaps here. Then we wrap up. Seeing Lucas Walsh here as the far gunner with Colton Miller inside of him. On the far side is Logan Kohler with Tommy Langdon.
And here comes the kick, and we're off to an Owls season. Your 2025 season is going to be Veyu who's going to return the kick, and it looked like he touched it, so they're going to give him the touchback. So we're going to get a touchback, which...
Yeah, it's not a return.
Not a return, so that's a win already. So here we go. We're going to get our first look at the Owls on defense. And again, your lineup, which is sponsored by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. It's going to be Andrew Giordano and Bryce Thomas at your defensive ends, Caleb Mackey and Braylon Little at your tackles, Sean Ward, Tommy Langdon at your middle linebackers, Matt DeCasper and Caden Keyshore at outside linebackers, Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin at your cornerbacks, and Lucas Wallace at safety. So Port Allegheny is going to come out in a gun set with Aiden Bliss to the left of Brennan Fellhart. And here comes a snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Aiden Bliss, and he's got open room already, and he's on it. And he's past the 40, and he's at the 40, at the 30. At the 20, at the 10, and that's going to be a touchdown, Port Allegheny. Aiden Bliss already with an 80-yard touchdown run. So, not the start that we wanted. But Port Allegheny did their job. They set the edge, and you have to be able to get off the edge.
Yeah, it didn't look like we reacted much there to the motion. They motioned across the formation before the snap, and we didn't move much there.
And that's what happened when you give a running back of Aiden Bliss's caliber. If you give him just enough space, something like that's bound to happen. So Port Allegheny is coming out for the extra point, and then they don't do a lot of extra points. They go for it a lot. They go for the two-point conversion, so I'm imagining that's what we're going to see. Yep, so they're going to come out for the two-point conversion. So you got Brennan Fellhart under center and Aiden Bliss in the backfield, and it's a tight set too, so...
It's like a bunch to the right.
Yep. And here comes going to be a pitch to Aiden Bliss, and it's a halfback pass, and it's going to be a two-point conversion for the Gators. So the Gators are going to take a lead on your Bradford Owls, an 8-0 lead with 11 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we just saw one play, 80-yard touchdown run by Aiden Bliss, and they went for the two-point conversion off a halfback pitch. So the Gators
he threw it.
Yep. So that's how we have our score 8-0 for the Gators. And now the Gators are going to kick off, and we're going to get our first look at the Owls offense. So now you got to respond.
Yep.
And I think, for me, I'd rather have a long, grueling drive because that's how you keep the score down against a high-powered offense like Port Allegheny
is. Keep the ball out of their hand.
Yep.
Yeah. It looks like Logan Kohler, Lucas Wallace, and Colton Miller back to return for the Owls.
All right, here comes the kick from the Gators, and it's a squib kick. And
Lucas Wallace
is going to have the return, and he's running the right, running the left, and he's got some space, and he's going to get bottled up at the 34-yard line. So that's where the Owls will take over with the newly implemented wing tee.
Yeah. So when we talked about the starting lineup, we talked about two halfbacks, but there's wings for those that aren't familiar with the wing tee. There's going to be a wing on either side, the considered backs, a wing back.
Which those are going to be Logan Kohler and Fabian Scher, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the Owls are coming out, and they're the old wing tee that everyone's familiar with. Andrew Giordano under center. We got Tommy Langdon directly behind Andrew Giordano. We got Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's got some space. Broke a couple tackles, and he's going to get out past the 45, out to the 47-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of 11 yards for Logan Kohler. So first down and 10 for the Owls, and that's a good way to respond, positive yards.
Mm-hmm. Broke a tackle, had some good block in there, got upfield, first down.
So here they come. They're getting the plays in quick, too. So, again, we got Fabian Shirk closest to us at the booth, Logan Kohler at the far side of the field, and Tommy Langdon in the backfield. And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's got some space, broke a couple tackles. He's out past half field, running over people, and that's going to be a pickup of 10 yards for Tommy Langdon. That's going to be another first down Owls.
That was a heck of a run. Good blocking downfield. We're blocking to the whistle.
And you know what? We're running tough, too. We're not being easy to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you want to see. And your confidence after these two plays have to go up when you're playing a team like Port Allegheny moving the football like this. So back at it again with the same formation. Fabian Shirk with the movement. And we got Tommy Langdon wrapped up in the backfield, and that's going to be a tackle by Aiden Bliss, and they're going to lose a yard, so it's going to be second down and 11 for the Owls. So I don't think that they set the edge there. From what I saw, they weren't able to set the edge. It looks like the left tackle or that tight end over there got beat off the whistle, which you're going against Aiden Bliss. That's a hard dude to block.
Yeah. He's much bigger than he was when we coached that age group.
Yeah. I mean, he ran for 3,500 yards last year.
That's insane.
That's wild. And here comes the snap, and it's going to be a pitch to Logan Kohler. And if you can set the edge, you have a lot of open space. He's out past the 40, and he's going to get taken out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of 8 yards. So it's going to bring up a third down and 3 for the Owls. So good pickup by Logan Kohler. So he's going to be your driving force, I think. He's going to be the locomotive that gets the offense going.
As long as he continues to gain yards, the defense is going to have to pay attention to him, and then it will open up other things.
Which Fabian Shirk, he's no slouch either. He's quick, too. That's what you were telling me.
Yeah. He looked really good in the scrimmage.
Look at Smethport last Saturday, right?
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. So wing tee, we got Shirk closest to us, Logan Kohler at the far side, Tommy Langdon, Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon.
Trap.
And oh, and he's just
rumbling,
not easy
bumbling.
To get, yeah, he is. Not easy to tackle. It took six Port Allegheny guys to bring him down. So he's going to have enough for a first. That's a four-yard gain by Tommy Langdon. And the chains are going to get moving. So this is the drive that you want. You want to take the excitement, kind of take the air out of Port Allegheny,
mm-hmm.
and let them think about it. Like, hey, we're not going to push over. This ain't the same Owls team that we have seen in the past. This is the fired up squad. So this is what you want.
This is what we were talking about before when we were talking about the junior group. He's part of that group. They're just tough.
They're tough. So now we have Colton Miller. He's closest to us at the wideout. Fabian Shirk. Same formation again. Logan Kohler at the far side of the field. We got motion by Shirk, and it's going to be a handoff to Shirk. Can he get it around the edge? Makes a couple moves. And Port Allegheny read that pretty well, and it's going to be a gain of zero. So a lot of running for no pickup. So, yeah, it looked like Nick Wilfong in on the tackle for the Gators. So how do you set the – like, you being a coach and being, you know, working with the offensive line, how do you set the edge? Like, how do you get the kids to do that?
Well, the tight end was on that side. You got a seal.
Yeah.
That the tight end's got a seal. And if the guard's pulling, we got to kick out.
So Andrew Giordano under center again. We got motion by Shirk. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, and Port Allegheny's all over
Aiden
that.
Bliss,
and that's
right
Aiden Bliss. So that's someone not protecting the gap. Or maybe that's where we pulled a guard and left that opening, hoping that you can get out of there quicker than.
Yeah, on the trap. He's just trying to trap the defensive tackle.
Yeah. So it's going to be third down and 11 after the loss of a yard for the Owls. Now you got to be thinking about pass play.
Yeah, and so was Port Allegheny, though. So this is a tough down to distance. We'll see what they do here. Getting single coverage on the outside.
Yeah, but I don't see a safety high, so. We got Phil Hart, and it's going to be an option. And Port Allegheny was all over that. So I think he had the pitch open, too. So now you're at a tough spot. Are you just going to punt it and try to pin Port Allegheny down?
That's pretty far field goal.
That's a super far. You're talking about 53-yarder?
Looks like we're going to go for it.
Yeah, because you're at that gray zone. You're at that zone to where I don't know that you can guarantee a punt because you're only going to give them 10 yards,
mm-hmm.
10, 15 yards if it goes out of bounds.
Tough place to be, fourth and 15.
So we're going to have trips. And this could be a pooch kick too, pooch
punt. True. We're looking at twins now.
Yep, we got twins.
Two wide receivers on either side. Tommy Lane to the right.
Here comes the snap.
Drops back. He's getting pressured.
And then we got a ball up in the air. And that's going to be
dropped by Fabian.
Fabian Shirk had a walk-in touchdown there. If he catches that, he's walking in
for
a touchdown.
That was a good ball by Lucky. Put it right on him.
Yeah, so.
Just missed the catch.
So Port Allegheny will take over. We're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just had a play by Port Allegheny, which was a run by Kellen Vayu. And he got about a yard, maybe half a yard, so to bring up second down and nine.
Good game tackle in there.
Yeah, I just saw a whole swarm of Owls, whole flock of Owls.
Yeah, maybe, you know, getting punched in the mouth the first play, woke him up a little bit here.
Yeah, Port Allegheny's not here to play games. They're here to play the game. You got to be ready for it.
They got five wide here.
Do have five wide. We got motion, and it's going to be a shovel pass to
to
number eight, and he's going to trip over his own feet. Got tackled by the turf monster. But he is going to pick up about 7 yards, so it's going to bring up a third down and four for the Gators. And don't forget, Brian Abers, if the Owls score this quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, which we want them to, but if they don't, you're still going to get a lunch special from Toji Substation. So here comes the Gators. Aiden Bliss in the backfield. Brendan Philhart under center. And he's going to get him. He's going to get the Owls to jump off sides. So that's going to be if it is an offside, it's going to be enough for a first down for the Gators. So it is. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Gators at their own 47-yard line. And that's discipline is what we talked about. But you're going to see a lot of that starting the season now. That's something.
It's tough. We're not even starting school yet.
No.
you can have a couple this first game, but it can't be continuous. It can't be a lot.
So we got press coverage.
On this side and off coverage on the far side.
Which that shows a lot of respect for Aiden Bliss, but here's a snap, and Aiden Bliss right up the middle. And you got to be able to tackle. He just runs so angry. You know what he runs like? Mike Allstott. Just keeping his feet moving. And he's going to pick up 6 yards. So it's going to bring up a second down and 4 for the Gators. But, yeah, you better be ready to tackle Aiden Bliss. That's the thing. You got to be ready to tackle him.
Because
he's ready to run you over every time.
Yeah, to be more physical.
And it doesn't help.
He's a grown man already.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that he's a wrestler and he placed at States last year for wrestling. So
toss the Bliss.
He has that toss that they scored off previously, and he's got some space, and he found the seam, and he is on his way. Not even going to be touched. That's going to be a touchdown, Aiden Bliss. That's going to be a 47-yard touchdown run for Aiden Bliss. So that's going to bring the score 14-0 Gators with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. So what happened there? Was that just poor tackling or being?
We never got to the edge. And the corners just got blocked too long, and he was by him.
So I'm going to assume Port Allegheny is going to go for 2 again. Yeah, you got to be able to fight off your blocks. That's the number one thing. Oh, they are going to line up for
they're
the extra point,
it.
So I lied to you.
No, they're
going to kick. That was me telling lies here on the radio.
Well.
Oops.
They don't generally do it.
No, here comes the extra point, though. Here comes the snap. It's a good snap, good hold, and the kick's up. And that would have been good from 40 yards, so that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny Gators, 15. Bradford Owls football, 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw another Aiden Bliss touchdown around a 47-yard this time. So first quarter, he's already over 100 yards. He's at 127 yards.
133
yards in the first quarter, 2 touchdowns. So that's a, for anyone else, that's a day. And we're only in the first quarter for Aiden Bliss. And that's off of, what, 3 carries? So, and it, but went down on the halfback pitch, scored a touchdown. Port Allegheny kicked the extra point, and that's how we're at 15-0. After we started out with a good drive, we just got bottled up, and Port Allegheny kind of put their foot down after that last series. So now you kind of, if you don't want the game to get out of hand, I think you have to come down and you have to score.
We got to score here.
And I don't think that you can get away with running kind of the same play over and over again. So you got to start mixing it up to keep the defense guessing. I'd like to see a big return here.
Yeah, I mean, you're one play away. You're one play.
And Jared Funk, that's their kicker.
Jared Funk, senior?
He's tall. It looks like he plays for WNBA, but like the NBA Europe, playing for Serbia. That's what he looks like, one of those sizes.
I did notice that's one of the players has a Guardian cap on still for them. Which is
good.
Good, yeah.
It's good. Protect your head. And here comes the kick by Funk. And that's a boot.
That's a kick.
Well, Kohler's just going to let that one go. So the Owls are going to take over at their own 20-yard line. So there's a lot to do with the wing tee. You can do a lot with the wing tee out of that formation, a lot of different handoffs. The line's kind of – it's 50-50 right now, the battle for the line of scrimmage. It's 50-50, I think. You kind of got to get that to 75-25 because you're not going to win every single battle. But I think you got to start paying attention to where's 31 at, because he's the one making noise. And 31 is Aiden Bliss. So
he's reading the offense, and when the guard leaves on his side, he knows there's an open gap there. So I think you got to get some, you got to get a hat on him for sure.
If I'm him, if I'm anyone on the Owls, I'm whoever my responsibility is, I'm pointing him out like that's where 31 is. So we know.
Shotgun snap,
and it's going to be a catch by Logan Kohler, and he is met by Vayu, and that's going to be a one-yard pickup, it looks. So.
Flag on the play.
Here we go. Might be unnecessary roughness. Let's see what the referees are talking about. The Zebras, as they're called.
AKA.
So we got some conversation. And it looks like they're going to be, it's going to be a penalty against Port Allegheny. Personal foul. 15-yard penalty, so that's going to be a first down for the Owls.
And moved up to the 35-yard line.
Yep, up to the 35-yard line. So, not a lot happening on the play, but the extracurricular activity after the play, that's a win for the Owls.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. They came out right in shotgun the second drive here. First play.
You know one thing that I want to see now that we have like 10 seconds before they run the next play? I want to see the student section filled up more.
Yeah. Supporting each other.
Back when I was in high school.
You know, that's like, not a bad. They got a good little section.
I know.
For not being in school. People are still on vacation.
But here we go. Back to the wing tee. Tommy Langdon behind Andrew Giordano. And we got Logan Kohler. Most going to be a pitch to Logan Kohler. And he's got a seam if he can hit it. And he does hit it. And he's going to get out to the 39-yard line. So he's going to pick up about five yards. And we do have a timeout by Port Allegheny, so we're going to stay here for this timeout because me and you, we love to talk football. So obviously early on what we're seeing is with the chains moving, it's got to probably involve Logan Kohler early on. I think you got to get – I don't remember Fabian Shirk. This is a new kid for me, a new student for me. So, and Tommy Langdon, we know he can run people over, but I think to get the tone set, I think you're going to see a lot on the first down, you're going to see a lot of Logan Kohler get the positive yards, and then that's when you can start working on getting the confidence up for Fabian Shirk, so you're not putting that responsibility of a first down on him.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like a second down back, like he's going to be a second option, and then obviously you have Tommy Langdon, and then you can do rollout passes from the wing tee too. I think a lot of people who are listening remember a gentleman by the name of John Aiken. And how much of a animal he was. And that was when they were running the wing team. That's when Owls football, that's when it was popping.
Yeah, that fullback spot. If you can, you know, you get 3.3 yards a carry.
That's all you want. That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's how we did in the Raptors. That's how we drew it up. Give me 3 yards.
That's all you need. So that's why I think, yeah, Tommy being there is so pivotal. He's tough downhill. His feet are always moving. Yeah, we're just going to see blocks to the whistle continue. And you got to find 31.
Yep, and here we go. Giordano under center. We got Logan Kohler in motion, and we're going to get some movement. I'm going to say this is going to be a false start against us. We
had
to left tackle.
Left guard, it looks like.
Yep. So that's going to back us up 5 yards. So it's going to be a 2nd and 9.
Yeah, that's our second penalty. So when they have 1, we have 2.
That's right.
It's better than 10.
So back at it again.
Yeah, 2nd and 9 here.
Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler, and Port Allegheny blew that up. So Logan's going to lose five yards off of the Port Allegheny. I think they just sent an all-out blitz. So the defense is seeing something that we're not seeing up here. They're able to read that because they had like three or four gainers on the ball.
I think they're shooting the gaps on the motion. They're anticipating it going to Logan because he's had the most success this first quarter here.
So now we're back at shotgun again. We got Colton Miller at the far side of the field.
Still on the wing tee.
And dropping back. We're gonna get a screen to
Keyshore.
getting Keyshore. It's not going to. He's going to pick up 5 yards, but it's not going to be enough. We're just going to get us back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 4th down and 10 for the Owls in obvious punt situation. So I like the play call, but part of Allegheny is sound tackling. Like, this is a team that just went to the state championship game last year. So
yeah, you don't get there just because. You have to play all three phases of the game.
And Aiden Bliss is back to return the kick. So, obviously, if I'm the punter, I'm trying to punt it away. I'm going to try to punt it out of bounds because I don't want Aiden Bliss to have a football with the open field.
Running a guy in late here. 4 seconds left on the play clock. Two, one.
And got the snap off just in time. There's the kick, and it's blocked.
It's out at the 34-yard line.
So Port Allegheny is going to take over with excellent field position at the Owls' 34-yard line after the blocked punt. So are you kind of like selling out on Aiden, like in this situation on first down? Like, if you see that motion where they have that pitch, because there's a towel there, which I know that you can fool someone by giving them a towel early. It's like playing poker. Just, oh, here's a tendency, and then, no, we're going to do something different now. But are you kind of sending 2 or 3 guys after Aiden every play? Do you have to?
You have to stop him first and then worry about make him beat, if you know, make other people beat you.
So Port Allegheny's going to be out of shotgun. Aiden Bliss to the right of Brendan Philhart. Here comes a snap. It's going to be a fake handoff to Aiden Bliss, and here's a pass by Brendan Philhart with a wide-open Nick Wilfong, and he's going to break a tackle, and that's going to be a touchdown Port Allegheny with a penalty flag. As of now, it's going to be 21-0, 21-0 Port Allegheny with 2:42 to go. But again, there's a penalty flag, so we'll see what that is. Not a lot of celebrating by Port Allegheny. Yeah, it looks like Port Allegheny is acting like it's against the Owls. So,
you know, the refs are pointing at the Owls here.
So, probably decline it or add the penalty to the kickoff.
Right.
So, not the best start. So, that's going to be, what was that, a 34-yard touchdown pass for Brendan Philhart to Nick Wilfong. Former quarterback Nick Wilfong converted to receiver. So, Funk back to kick the extra point for the Gators. Here comes the snap. Good snap, good hold.
No good.
And he's got to roll out now. He's got to bail, and he's going to try to throw the ball up in the end zone, and it's going to be deflected
by Lucas Wallace.
So the score's going to remain 21 for Port Allegheny and 0 for the Owls. We need to get something going on offense.
Absolutely.
Quick, because watching this Port Allegheny team a lot last year, it can go south real quick.
They're tough on offense. They execute well.
So just as a reminder, again, Brian Abers. If our Owls score, which we need them to score.
2:42 left in the first.
2:42 to go. You are going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score again, don't worry, Brian. You're okay. You're going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And again, I love Toji's. Love, love, love Toji's. They got good food. You ever had their cheeseburger?
Oh, absolutely.
You get a little side of gravy.
I like the salad bar.
Do you?
Yeah, then soup.
You fancy the salad bar?
Yeah, they got soup.
Is their soup good?
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Anything for Toji's is delicious.
Yeah. Same returners here for the Owls. The kickoff is moved up. They took the penalty on the kickoff. Port Allegheny did.
Do you consider going for an onside kick here for Port Allegheny?
What's it hurt?
At this point, nothing.
What's it hurt? You're up 3 scores.
And if you're Bradford, you're not expecting it.
No, not necessarily.
Here's the kick. He's just going to boot it out of the back of the end zone. So, our Owls are going to take over at the 20-yard line again. And you got to replicate what you did in that first drive. You have to go back to that, whatever combination, concoction formula that you had.
Tommy had good runs for more than 4 yards. Logan, had some good runs. So yeah, just got to block to the whistle, hold your blocks, and get upfield here. Put some plays together.
Yep. You need to.
Keyshore on this side.
So 2:42 left to go in the first quarter. And Tommy Langdon with the rush and big 76 for the Gators. That's going to be Ethan Tarbox, who was a staple on the offensive line last year for the Gators. He's back, and he's going to wrap Tommy up, and Tommy's going to lose a yard on the carry. So second and 11, so you're moving backwards, not how you want to start it. But I don't hate the play call.
No, you got to try to establish that fullback dive. We're going 2x2 here. Tommy Langdon to the right of Lucky Giordano here.
And Lucky back for the drop, and here's the pass, and he's just kind of throwing it up. That's going to be an interception by Port Allegheny, and that's going to be Liam Hover with the interception. So Andrew Giordano just kind of threw it up, and he threw it off his back foot, which is a cardinal sin at the quarterback position. You don't ever throw off your back foot. And I didn't really see where he was rushed there, and I think that he could have stepped up in the pocket, but he's just not – I think he's getting antsy. Obviously, it's first-time starting quarterback at the varsity level, and you're – your first starts against Port Allegheny.
Yeah, he may not have seen that safety either. He was kind of far back. The ball kind of floated over Logan's head a little bit, maybe a little bit of a missed throw. And right to
Liam Hover.
Liam Hover.
So Port Allegheny is going to take back over at the Owls' 45-yard line. And we got split back, running back to each side of Brendan Philhart. The Gators get set.
We're in a five-man front.
And it's going to be a handoff to Aiden Bliss again. And just you got to break the tackle. Now, he's going to be brought down by Lucas Wallace, who is a short tackler. Probably stopped what was probably going to be another touchdown run because you have your safety come up making the tackle. It's never a good thing. So it's going to be a pickup of 5 yards for Aiden Bliss. So it's going to bring up second down and 5. And that might be the first time I've seen in 8 varsity football games Aiden Bliss tackled one-on-one. And that was by Lucas Wallace, so.
Yeah, we just can't let him get to that level. We got to get off our blocks
yep.
a little bit better here. We did go to a five. We're in a five-man front, five down linemen. Giving us a nose guard.
We got Brendan Philhart rolling out, and he's got Nick Wolfong open off the flat, and they're going to pick up, looks like 7-8 yards off the carry, so it's going to be good enough for a first down for the Gators. So they keep the chain moving. There's a minute 10 to go. With the Gators winning 20, the Gators up on the Owls 21-0. So it'll be first and 10 at the Bradford 34-yard line.
So Keenan Miller in the game as well, outside linebacker or middle linebacker there on that play.
He also looked kind of gassed. You see a lot of hands on the hips.
Yeah. A lot of two-way guys, but that's not... That's
uncommon.
Not an excuse.
Nope. Yep. Here comes the snap.
Five man down.
And it's going to be a handoff to Aiden Bliss and
Keyshore and...
And that's a win. If you're the defense, that's a win because you just held Aiden Bliss,
Sean
too.
Sean Ward and Tommy Langdon, all three of them there.
Yeah. So
that's all we have to do. Yeah, we got to work together. There's 11 guys on the field for a reason.
Yep. So gang tackling, that's going to be key. And we're going to see if Port Allegheny is going to try to get another play out. There's 15 seconds left to go. In the first quarter.
Doesn't look like it. No, coach is telling them to back up now. Just flip the sides. End of the quarter here.
So that's going to do it for the first quarter. Port Allegheny is up 21-0 over your Bradford Owls football. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814 814- 268-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're starting the second quarter. The visiting Port Allegheny Gators are up 21-0 off of two Aiden Bliss touchdown runs and a Brendan Philhart pass to Nick Wilfong. And they're driving again at the Owls' 33-yard line or 32-yard line. Philhart out of the shotgun is going to be a handoff to Veyu. And he's got some open spaces out at the 20. And Lucas Wallace with the short tackle again. So Veyu Kellen will be brought down at, looks like, the Owls' 17-yard line. So good pickup for the Gators. And I think the Owls kind of sold out on the Aiden Bliss fake there, which opened it up for Veyu for the Gators.
Yeah, it's tough. When you're trying to get it, you got to get them stopped, which Port Allegheny knows that. So that's why they ran that play. Makes sense.
So Bliss in the backfield for the Gators. And Philhart's going to roll out to his left, and he's got a wide open Nick Wilfong, who Philhart threw it, overthrew it. So kind of a heart stopper there, because how does someone get that wide open? But luckily, Philhart overthrew it, so the Owls will live to see second down on this drive.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The guy went in the seam and then broke out on a corner. We were worried about Philhart rolling out there.
You want to get them to third and long. That's the goal. You want to keep them to third and long to get them into passing situations. So we got Aiden Bliss. He's going to be to the left of Philhart. And Philhart's going to drop back, and he's got an opening in the middle. I was wondering if he's going to take off. And Aiden Bliss, wide open for the touchdown. And Lucas Wallace tried to pop the ball out, but he found out that Aiden Bliss is probably a brick house, and that's why he got jacked up. So that's going to be a 17-yard touchdown pass for Brendan Philhart to Aiden Bliss, who just snuck out of the backfield. No one picked him up. So that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny 27, Bradford 0, with 11:18 to go in the second quarter. And Port Allegheny is going to come out and kick the extra point. They're not going to go for it. It's going to be Funk again. Jared Funk. Tall kid. Bad snap. Kicks up and it's blocked. So that's a little victory. That's a small victory. So you take that. So extra point, no good. The Port Allegheny Gators are up 27-0 over the Owls. We'll stay here because it'll be a quick turnover. But man, you can't let their best player get open like that. Like, you got to have eyes on them. And I think that's something that Port Allegheny does so well, is they are so good with moving their guys around and creating that deception. And one thing that I noticed last year, again, watching them play a lot, is they are good at finding zones in the defense, finding these holes, these gaps in the defense when they do go to these passing downs. And these receivers, they know where to go to for the quarterback. And this is, again, I know we talked about our group being together. These kids have been together since they were 6 years old.
Yep.
So that's the definition of what we call a family. One thing I noticed, like, on their sideline is they actively have a bunch of their coaches talking to their position groups too and coaching them during the game. In our second quarter for Otoji's touchdown sweepstakes, it's going to be Faith Bigley. So, Faith, if the Owls score, you're going to get a free value pack meal.
Fabian up to the 35.
Sure. So Shirk will finally get to run the ball a little bit. So 35. So you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant if the Owls score. If they don't score, Faith, again, as I keep iterating, you're still going to win something. You're going to get a free lunch special from the Toji's substation. So fingers crossed, Faith. We've got a score here. We don't like that goose egg up on the board. So got to get something. If you have a play, whichever team has a play, if you have that play, I think you got to go to it this drive. And I'm assuming that play is going to involve your best runner, which is Logan Kohler. So we come out in the wing tee again. We got motion by Shirk, and it's going to be a fake handoff. We got Giordano rolling out. No one's wide open. No one's open at all. So well defended by Port Allegheny. So it'll bring up a second down and 10. So you don't want – not how you wanted to start it, Drew.
No.
I like the play call, though.
I noticed Port Allegheny linebackers, as soon as we motion, they're going to the motion and just sending that guy like kamikaze.
But wouldn't that open up the backside, though?
Yeah, if we can identify it and pick it up, because he's not moving till the motion goes.
Right.
So the linemen have to pay attention to the linebackers, you know, moving up. It's 26. It's Aiden Bachman there.
So here's going to be a handoff. That was going to be reversed. The ball's on the ground. And still I think this is going to be – oh, still on the ground. And this is going to be a clear Port Allegheny recovery deep in Owls territory. The Gators are going to take over at the Owls. It looks like they're 23-yard line. So that's a mistake. They try to get I did like the reverse there. I think that was that play I told you. They have a play.
Yeah, counter Chris Crowd. Yeah, that's their home run hitter. Yeah.
And just wasn't there because Port Allegheny's just in the backfield blowing it up. You had half a second more, then you're probably breaking it. So Port Allegheny has a 27-0 lead, 10:56 to go in the second quarter. And they're gonna roll. You got Aiden Bliss to the right of Brendan Philhart, and they're gonna go trips right with the single receiver to the far side of the field. They're gonna motion out Aiden Bliss, and here comes a quick pass. It's gonna be a wide receiver screen to Kellen Vayu, and that's gonna be picked up. And well read by the Owls, so that's a little mental victory. That's going to be a loss of 5 yards for the Gators.
Good tackling by the Owls there. Good way to recognize the play there.
So not fooled this time by the Owls. We're not fooled by the motion. And they had everyone picked up. So second down and 15 for the Gators. And I'm assuming this is going to be we're going to go to the best player. One of the best running backs in the country here.
Looks like freshman Tevin Watkins, that outside linebacker here.
And here it is. We're going to get the handoff. It's going to be reversed to Nick Wilfong. And everyone on Bradford's fooled by it. And not good tackling. And he's going to break some tackles. And he's brought down at the 10-yard line by
Tevin Watkins, freshman.
Freshman. That's how you make a statement there as a freshman. And Tevin, I'll tell you a story about Tevin. And we can talk about this, too. Tevin, the first year that we had football, was so timid.
Mm-hmm.
Very shy, scared to play football. He was nervous about getting hit. And he's one of the most improved players that I've seen out of this squad, mm-hmm. is Tevin. And that speaks volumes that he's getting touches in the first varsity game as a freshman. So kudos to Tevin. Good kid, too. Good head on his shoulders. So here we go. We got the snap. It's going to be a fake handoff to Vayu. Brendan Philhart rolling out. Aiden Bliss wide open. And he's going to put the brakes on, and he's going to get in. And that's going to be a touchdown for Port Allegheny. That's going to be Brendan Philhart to Aiden Bliss. And that's going to bring the score to Port Allegheny 33, Bradford 0. And we are knocking on the door of the mercy rule pretty early with 9:28 to go left in the second quarter. So you got a good stop. A couple good things happened there for the Owls on that drive, except for that play. You can't let someone like Aiden Bliss get open. You just got to have eyes on him. You have to spy him.
Yeah, I think you have to put someone on him. Like, that's your guy, no matter where he goes.
No matter where you go.
Shadow him.
Yep. So Port Allegheny is going to go for two to try to set the mercy roll in. So Philhart, it's going to be a shovel pass to Vayu. He's going to do a couple jump cuts, and he's in, and the two-point conversion is good for the Gators. So Port Allegheny will take a 35-0 lead over our Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we just saw another Brendan Philhart to Aiden Bliss. So what's four touchdowns for Bliss? Two rushing, two receiving?
Yep. Looking that way.
So.
And he has a two-point conversion pass and a two-point conversion catch.
And I know that he was nominated for Sports Illustrated High School Athlete of the Year or Fall Athlete of the Year. He was nominated. I think he was in the top five in the country for that, too. Wow. So.
Yeah.
So some local lore. That's two.
He's a senior this year.
He is a senior. He's going to be playing college, whether it's wrestling or football. He's going to be playing in college somewhere. Because he is a coach's dream. So
is he committed anywhere?
Not yet.
No?
Not that I'm aware of. Here's the kick by Funk, and that ball sky high, and that's going to roll into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback, so Bradford will take over at their own 20-yard line now. Listen, we're in the mercy rule. So if you want to explain to the audience listening live what the mercy rule is.
Go ahead.
So I'll do it. So anyway, so mercy rule, clock's going to keep running nonstop until we get the score, until it's not
35.
35 point. That's the thing. So if Port Allegheny keeps the score, if they keep that lead over 35, that clock's just going to keep rolling. Obviously, you got your timeouts.
Injuries.
That's going to stop the clock. But they're like, if you go out of bounds, it's not going to stop the clock. So you do kind of want moral victories here. That's what you're shooting for. So we're going to see two receivers closest to us to the booth. Andrew Giordano under center, and he's dropping back for a pass. And he's rolling out. And it's going to be an interception by Nick Wilfong. And he's at the 10-yard line. He's still going. And he is going to be brought down at the Bradford Owl 6-yard line. So a little oopsie by Andrew Giordano trying to do too much, trying to be Superman.
And trying to make a play, which I understand where he's coming from. But being held on to and trying to throw the ball, it's tough. So the ball came out short of his intended receiver and another turnover for the Owls.
So we are going to get a timeout by the Owls, so we're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The interception by Nick Wilfong for the Gators is setting up the Gators for good field position. They are at the Owls 6-yard line. And they are knocking on the door of a 41 or 42 nothing lead here in the second quarter. So doesn't look like Port Allegheny is taking any break or a step back from last year's success.
No, I think that, I mean, if you're a senior and you were a junior last year and you ended your season that way, you're kind of on a mission to get it done.
So
to make it back to the state championship.
So Philhart, he's going to give a shovel pass to Nick Wilfong, and he's got a wide open untouched into the end zone. So that's going to be another touchdown, Port Allegheny. A shovel pass to Nick Wilfong, a 6-yard pass. So that's going to bring the score, Port Allegheny 41, Bradford 0, pending the extra point. So you might be might be seeing the underclassmen getting some playing time here soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you kind of want to get through the first half with your starting core just to kind of get some plays.
Yeah, need more reps on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, it being a new offense, need reps against live. Like, the scrimmage was good. Yeah, but we need more time against real competition.
So Port Allegheny going for two, being up 41-0, and Bradford sends the blitz. And the conversion's not going to be any good. We're going to stick here so we can talk about kind of where we got to see improvements from. So Port Allegheny, the lead's 41-0, 9 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the first half. So what's going wrong in defense?
Well, they have Aiden Bliss.
Yeah.
And that creates opportunities for others, and they're taking advantage of it. They're running hard and not easy to tackle. Very elusive.
No Tristan Kaiser, no problem, it seems.
Yeah.
Either, because that's their number two guy is Tristan Kaiser.
They look really good without having him. And obviously Aiden Bliss is Aiden Bliss. So.
Yeah. He's a dog.
He is.
He's a dog. So, the one thing I do, I'm looking at the sideline here.
Mm-hmm.
And I still see the Owls, the teammates are still hyping up each other. So that's something you do want to see. You don't want to see
heads down.
Like,
no, this isn't even the first game against a reputable opponent.
Yep.
You know, it's tough. It's
very tough.
New offense, new defense.
So Port Allegheny is going to get set to kick again, and that is Mr. Funk for the Gators, who looks like he's 6'4".
He's pretty tall.
And here comes the kick, and it's a boomer. This one is returnable for Logan Kohler. He's going to return it at his own 3-yard line. He's out past the 10, out past the 20, out past the 30. He's got the speed, and we got some open space. And he's up past the 40, down to the 30, the 20, the 10. And that's going to be a touchdown, Brad, for Logan Kohler with a 97-yard kick return touchdown. And guess what, Faith Bickley? The Owls scored, so that means that you are a winner of the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Faith Bickley, and the Owls erased that goose egg on the board. And that's going to be 41-6 now for the Gators. So you are chopping back at that lead, so that might be the little shot that you needed. So what did you see there in that return?
Followed his blockers.
Well, yeah.
Ran the green grass and got on his horse. He sure is fast. Great track athlete.
Yeah.
So you got to see that speed there. Keyshore on the extra point here. Logan Kohler with the hold.
And it looks like we're missing a guy. So we're just going to go for it. It looks like we have 10 guys on the field. And bad hold. And Logan Kohler is going to have to try to work magic, and he's going to get pushed, and he's going to get brought down. So the extra point is no good. So you kind of want, you got to have your 11 guys out there. So something you got to work with. So we're going to take a timeout after the 97-yard kick return touchdown. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Logan Kohler, a 97-yard kick
return
touchdown.
He's been
doing
that a lot of years.
Yeah, he has.
That young man has.
Not a big kid, but...
Man, is he fast.
He's fast. You know, Jamaica, they have Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Up here in Bradford, we have Logan Bolt.
Logan Bolt.
That's right.
Logan Bolt Kohler.
It's quick. Might be the fastest guy in District 9. So here we got Keyshore is going to be the kickoff guy. And reminder, the Owls will get the football in the second half. There's the kick. And it's going to drop right at the 15-yard line. Aiden Bliss said, no problem, I'll take it. And he's getting out. He's running off to the right, running backwards. And he's going to get pushed out of bounds at his own 9-yard line. So that's what you want. And so 21 for the Owls. We got a penalty flag. And looks like it's going to go against the Owls. That is Bentley Evans. So we're going to see what the penalty flag was about, because it was thrown in his general direction. But you can't have that. I know the motions get high when you're in a game, but if it is what I think it is.
Yeah, he's a freshman too, so that's tough. But, yeah, we got to – it didn't hurt us there.
No.
But it could.
But you stop Aiden Bliss from making a return.
Well, he kind of just – ran to the sideline. Like,
well, I think that they had a wall set up.
I think he just ran it to the sideline so they could have some more reps. Is what it looked like. He didn't look like he was trying to return it.
So it is going to be a penalty against Bradford. So, oh no, it's going against Port Allegheny.
Oh, okay. So that backs them up.
That's going to be half distance to the goal, so that's going to back them up to their own 4-yard line.
First and 10 from the 4 here.
Obvious Aiden Bliss time. I'll be surprised if this doesn't go to Aiden Bliss right now.
Well, do you fake it? And then the pass is wide open because they want to try to stop the run.
I don't think you have to pass it, though, being up.
No, I don't think
points.
You should.
Aiden Bliss, middle. Yep. And, hey, group tackling, that's what you want.
Yeah.
So that's going to limit a pick. That's only a gain of about 3 yards for Aiden Bliss. Time and we're going to get a timeout. And it's going to be a referee timeout. So we'll stick here for the timeout.
Looks like an owl's down, yeah, holding his leg.
So,
I don't know. 50, there's Aber. I'm just trying to see what the number is. There's 55.
We definitely don't want to speculate, but Coach Puglio is coming out on the field. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a break, and then we will be back. So this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
The Gardening Show with Bob Harris on WESB.
It doesn't look like it's coming back. Could I have overwatered it?
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Biggest mistake in gardening is overwatering. With the hydrangea, some of those varieties are very late to leaf out. Some people get excited. Their plant's not doing anything yet.
It's not just a saying. There's a term, late bloomer.
That's right. That's probably where it came from.
Watch on Facebook Live
or listen and call in.
The Gardening Show.
Saturday mornings at 8:30
on B107.5.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports. We still have a injured owl on the field, and he's being tended to by the trainer.
Oh, looks up.
They are getting him sat up, so that's always a good sign.
That's Bryce Thomas.
So he is up walking, so that's always a good sign. So that's what you want to see.
Yep, he's going to make it to the sideline under his own power here. That's positive. Good to see that.
So, the previous play, Aiden Bliss, had the 5-yard pickup, but they did do good. And it looks like Bryce was in on that tackle, so he's fired up coming off the sideline.
Maybe not Bryce. Who is that? I messed that up. I apologize.
Oh, 50. That is Caleb Mackey.
Caleb Mackey. I apologize.
So, Caleb Mackey was in on the tackle. And it's tough when you got to tackle a brick house like that. So, obviously, with 3 or 4 guys on top of you.
Yeah, it looks like Jace Geis is in there.
Yeah. Smiles.
Booby Smiles.
That was his name, yeah.
He always has a smile on his face.
Yep.
Great kid.
And here we're going to have
pass, waggle.
And we do have an open gator.
Over the top.
And Fabian, good deflection.
Oh.
And Fabian Shirk with the play. Denying Chase Boyd of a touchdown. He got his hand up there. So great defensive play by Fabian. Good recovery, too, because he kind of got burnt on the round. He recovered well, so that's what you wanted. That's a good job. So it's going to be 3rd down and 6 for the Gators, and obviously you hold them here.
That's huge. No, you haven't been able to.
No. So you can get – that's what you want, though. You want to get the Gators in 3rd and long. I think that's a recipe for success. So 8:29 to go in the first half. Port Allegheny is up 41-6. We're going to see a wideout, 2 wideouts for the Gators closest to us, and then a single receiver out to the close side. High snap. Brennan Philhart rolling out to his right, and he's got Aiden Bliss wide open. He's going to put the brakes on. Good move. And he's going to go out of bounds at the, looks like, the 20-yard line. So one obvious thing, and I know a lot of the football heads listen, because me and you were football stooges, so this is for the football heads out there. You got to break down the tackle.
Yeah.
Then no one's breaking down right now. They're running. You got to break down, chop your feet, get in place to make the tackle, and that's why Aiden is good at what he does. Is
he anticipates you trying to change levels.
Yeah, and you can't. You just got to break down and do it. That's something that we've always, I feel like we've done a good job instilling in the kids at a young age. So hopefully they can get to it. That's football 101 there, folks.
We gotta pick, like, as soon as he goes in motion, we have to be aware of him.
Yeah.
Where I can't hear obviously in here.
And it's gonna be a shovel pass to Nick Wilfong. He's gonna get some space and Lucas Wall. He's gonna break a tackle on Lucas Wallace, and he's gonna get green. That might be a contender for Love Toyota collision of the game.
That was Jace Geis.
Jace Geis with the big hit there. And we got a penalty flag in the backfield, so there's always a chance that this is holding when you see it in the backfield. 9 out of 10 times, I would say.
Phil Hart's going to the sideline here. I just get a play.
So we're going to find out what the Mr. Referee has to say. Holding. On the offense, yep.
Back him up.
That's right. Should be a 10-yard penalty.
Oh,
double penalty. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to replay first down again.
Man. Yeah, it looks like we gave up the outside there on that short side. We didn't contain very well. Let him get outside.
One thing, too, about Port Allegheny, they're deceptively quick.
Yeah, there's more than one guy on that team that can make it happen on any given play. Got trips to the close side here.
Bliss in the backfield with Phil Hart. 8:12 to go in the second quarter. Play clock's running out.
Bliss in motion behind.
And
the
you got Lucas Wallace on Aiden Bliss and wide open for Nick Wilfong. Fabian Shirk's going to grab him, though, and he's going to bring him down at the Owls' 43-yard line. 42, actually, is what they're going to give him. So, yeah, you're getting beaten coverage now, too. So, you're getting beaten both phases of the game on the offense.
Well, when he motioned over that, put four on a side, that definitely is going to flood that side of the field and make it very difficult for the defenders.
A lot of commotion there, right? All on one side. So, someone's bound to come out of that open if you're
staying symmetrical in your defense. Yep.
So, Luke Wallace is coming off the field, maybe shaking up a little bit. And he's going to be a handoff to Vayu, and he's going to be Tommy Langdon. And, wow, that
Logan Kohler and Sean Ward on the tackle.
Big hit on Vayu. So it is going to be a pickup of 3 or 4 yards, but that is another nominee for collision of the game.
It's happening all at once here.
Tommy Langdon almost sent him to another universe right there. But he spun out of it.
Who was running the ball there?
That was Vayu. Kellen Bayou.
What number here?
Number 4.
Oh, he's tough, dude.
He is tough. If I was running that ball and Tommy Langdon hit me like that, I know that I'm probably going to the ER. So second down and 6, maybe a long 7. Phil Hart in the shotgun. And this is going to be a handoff to Aiden Bliss. And this is bottled up. And
no way.
You have seven guys on him. And Bliss is in the open field. And Logan Kohler trying to chase him down. And he's going to get him at the 1-yard line, I think. I don't think he's getting in. At the 3-yard line, I don't know. I've never seen that because you had 4 or 5 Owls tackling Aiden Bliss, and
I don't even know what to say right now. That was insane. That was Barry Sanders. Like, that was nuts.
So at the 2-yard line, Logan Kohler chased him down and got him out about saving a touchdown. So that was a pickup of 30 yards? 33-yard gain on what should have been a loss?
Had him in the backfield.
That's what you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta get him by his ankles, right at the knees.
You gotta finish the play.
Yep. He's not gonna go down just because you touch him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here comes the snap, and it's gonna be a pitch. It's gonna be a halfback pitch pass, and it's gonna be a touchdown for passing touchdown for Aiden Bliss to Kellen Vayu. So that's going to extend the score. Port Allegheny 47, Bradford 6, pending the extra point. There's 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. So we'll see what Port Allegheny does when they come out.
What does that give for Bliss?
I think that's touchdown number 5. So that's a receiving touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, and that's going to be a passing touchdown for Aiden Bliss.
And a couple extra points.
A couple extra points.
Or 2-point conversion, sorry.
And we're a quarter and a half through the game. So I don't think he lost any steam from last year.
No, he looks good.
You'll have that when you rush for 3,500 yards and 53 touchdowns in the season.
That's a ton. That's nuts.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going for 2, and it's going to be a quick dive to Aiden Bliss, and it's going to be a 2-point conversion for the Gators. So it's going to be 49-6. Port Allegheny has a lead over our Owls. We're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And we just saw a passing touchdown by Aiden Bliss.
That's the second time they've done that. Toss, and yep. He throws it.
Because they're going to sell out on the toss, and it's going to leave that flat wide open. And Port Allegheny knows that. They're no slouches over there. They know what's going to open up. So Mr. Funk is going to go off for his seventh kickoff here in the first quarter and a half of the game. Not what you want to see. You don't want to see them having too many kickoffs. So the question, are they going to kick the Logan Kohler? I don't even see him out there.
Oh, he is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Lucas Wallace deep.
Okay.
And Kohler and Miller on the sides there.
All right, so here is the kick, and it's going to go to Colton. Now they're going to let it go. It's going to go out of – nope, it's going to stay inbounds. What a kick, and Lucas Wallace is going to pick it up. Broken ankle. He's out past the 20, broke a tackle.
Another tackle.
Out past the 25, and he's going to get brought down right at the 31-yard line. So good return. But, wow, what a kickoff. Yeah. I thought that was going out of bounds.
Just hung there.
So good return for Lucas Wallace. So Bradford's going to take over at their own, what did we say, 31, 32?
Really? 31?
31-yard line.
Positive plays here.
Yep.
We just have to keep building on it.
So there's 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. Port Allegheny has a 43-point lead. And I think you got to kind of get your reps in here. So you I think you just go back to the script, stuff that you've been working on. It's a pretty steep hill to climb against a team like Port Allegheny. They're selling out. They're showing the blitz.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
So you got to get that ball out quick. And Tommy Langdon with the carry, and he's going to get a gift
flag on the far side.
You are going to get a gift from the Gators who tackled him, gave him a positive gain. But yeah, there is, like you said, there is a flag. But hey, we have a Togi's winner. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. So, again, Faith Bigley, our winner for the second quarter.
Yeah,
congratulations, Faith. I don't know if you ever heard that song, Faith, by Limp Bizkit, the cover. But you gotta have faith.
Okay.
And he gets a little angry about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to hold in against the Owl. So that's going to bring it back 10 yards. 5 yards, I lied to you.
Looking at first and 15 here.
And Igor, who is our producer for the game tonight, saying the George Michael version better. Motion for Logan Kohler. He's going to get the ball, and he's going to get bottled up, and he can't even make it out of the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards. So it's going to bring up a second down and 16.
Yeah, we're having some trouble with them. Bigger gentleman up front there.
Yeah.
It's causing the running lanes to close for the running backs there.
You might be more familiar with the full PIAA rules than I am. Are you allowed to chop block the PIAA? So you're not allowed to go below. What is it between, like, the femur bone? Is that where you're not allowed to block? Like that region between the hip and the knee?
I do believe. Well, I've been wrong before.
I've been wrong multiple times. And it's going to be a keeper for Giordano, and Port Allegheny obviously not fooled, and he's going to pick up maybe a half a yard. Going to bring up a third down, and we'll call it a 15, a long 15.
So it was wing tee, but out of pistol.
Yeah.
Sent the motion and just kept it himself.
But it's hard to get any fakes out because you're getting – Port Allegheny's doing such a good job at filling in the A gap.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting
We're getting beat up front.
Yeah.
So we're having to double team a specific guy who's creating gaps. Yeah. So, trips, it looks like bunch. Trips bunch to closest to us.
we're going to shotgun for Andrew Giordano. Tommy Lane next to him. And we're going to get a ball up, and I think a little miscommunication.
Yeah, Fabian cut it. He had bent the route inside when the route looked like
it was going to be a fade, right?
Yeah, to the outside, to the
back shoulder.
Well, to the down the sideline, yeah. And he kind of bent it back to the middle of the field and just sailed over his head.
So we're going to get a punt here from the Owls.
Are we? Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Eden Bliss deep to return.
Yeah, and Kellen Vayu. And the ball is high. And you just got to – no, you got to kick that out of bounds. And that's going to be a touchdown for Port Allegheny after the high snap. So Port Allegheny is going to score off the high snap by the Owls. So that's going to bring the score to Port Allegheny 55, Bradford 6. After the special teams miscue on it. And I don't think that's something that you can't coach unless a situation like this happens. You probably got to just kick the ball out of bounds, give them the 2 points, not the touchdown. But
I can understand why he would try to – I mean, trying to make a play,
yeah,
which is understandable. But, yeah, being down this much, either way.
It's not hurting anything right now. But no. In a close game, you want to
– yeah.
So Port Allegheny's going to come out for the extra point. And, you know,
they're going to kick it.
Being up 49 points, they're going to try to extend the lead to 50 points here with the extra point. Jared Funk on, and here comes the kick. Kick is good. Again, that would have been good from 40, maybe even 50 yards. So that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny 56, Bradford Owls 6. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Statistics show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a special teams miscue, high snap, and obviously a fumble recovered by the Gators in the Owls end zone. So the extra point was good. So that's how we have a 50-point Port Allegheny lead here in the first half. 4:46 to go here in the second quarter. So Jared Funk in for the Gators. He's going to kick the ball. See if he goes to Logan Kohler again. He's another kick in that one. Wow, that one is going to go out of bounds, but he's kind of got that kick down.
Yeah, so it's like a coffin corner for a punt, but he's doing it on the kickoff, and it's, you know, it messes up the timing of the blocks. It's a good kick. Yeah, that's neat to see.
It is neat to see. Listen, anytime I ever try to kick a football, it goes like 70 yards, but to the right, no air time. I can't get the ball to get off the ground. So when I see people kick a football, I'm always like
enamored,
mesmerized.
Yeah,
because I don't know how to do it. Don't know. I'm not your guy, pal.
So, all right, looks like Wing T again here.
Just got to get something going on offense. You got to have positive plays. They're putting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. We're up close to the line of scrimmage, and
we're getting beat up.
Yeah,
the right side.
That's 1, 2, 3 Gators on. Is that Tommy Langdon?
Mm-hmm.
3 Gators on Tommy Langdon right in the backfield. And the fact that this got turned into a positive play.
Oh, got an arm down.
Yeah, we do. It looks like a cramp. Which, it was warm today.
True.
And you know that field's hell. You know how it is playing on turf.
No, I don't.
Oh, you never played on turf?
No.
It's hot.
Grass. Here.
Yeah. Oh, you played here right before you signed the Declaration of Independence. That's how old you are. Played before the turf.
Yeah, before they had grass.
Before we had grass. Or before we had turf.
Yeah.
How was it? How was the field before turf?
Flooded.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's how Port Allegheny's was.
A mud hole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot. That's hot because you got the rubber pallets.
Yeah.
And obviously the rubber pellets are black.
Who was that? Braylon Little. It's good to see him up. He has lived in a little bit, but
cramp.
Yeah.
I know exactly
Nathan
what that
Myers
feels like.
In the game now at right tackle.
Big Nathan Myers, too. He was a grown man when we coached him in youth.
Yeah.
Grown man. So it'll be second down to 9 for the Owls. Colton Miller in for the Owls. Clock's rolling. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The Gators have a 56-6 lead. Wing T formation. Logan Kohler in motion. And it's going to be a pitch to Logan Kohler. And right. Just can't get the edge. But Logan Kohler finds a way. And he's going to get brought down. He's going to pick up about 9 yards, which is close. I think it's going to be good enough for a first down. But we have a flag. And usually, like I said, if there's a flag in the backfield, it's usually
on the offense.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that was a good run.
That was a good
motion
run.
Toss to Logan Kohler. Got around the edge, broke a tackle.
So we're going to find out what the penalty is. Obviously against the Owls.
Yeah.
Holden. That was a Batman.
Oh.
That was a power walking by the referee. He had some sass.
So it's more than just Holden.
Oh, is it? Oh. Yeah, that's a 15-yarder.
Oh.
He was walking with sass. Did you see the referee?
Yeah, he was getting after it.
It looked like he was on the runway. Modeling a new tuxedo with the way that was a sassy walk.
Well, he had to get back and get his flag, too, for the play. So he had a lot of things to get done in a little bit of time.
Braylon Austin running in to play for the Owls. So what are we going to call a second down and close to being 30?
24?
No, 24. Yeah, second down and 24. Wing T formation. We got motion by Fabian. And not fooled, Port Allegheny. So Tommy Langdon bottled up in the backfield. And we're going to lose about 4 yards on that. So now we're going to be closer to a third down on the 27, 28.
Yep. Third and 28 here. They had a good passing play earlier. Yeah. We just dropped the ball. So,
maybe that'll open
maybe
up. Well, I think, because you see Port Allegheny, they're being aggressive on defense. You got to start going against that aggression, using that against them, which opens up the door for screens, anything over the middle, your flats. Just look at it. They have their middle linebackers are coming up. Aiden Bliss is coming up.
26.
And that's going to be a false start against the Owls.
That's what I was talking about. That Aiden Bachman keeps, as soon as we go in motion, he steps up on the line and.
Well, he's scared of linemen. You can tell, they're getting antsy about it because they know he's coming.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get that, the millisecond jump on him.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're at third and 32 for the Owls. At their own, 13 yard line. Not ideal.
They're playing super soft coverage on Colton on the outside. They're not fooled.
Nope, and here we go. We got to beat up Fabian Shirk, and we do have some numbers out in the open field. Fabian Shirk breaks one tackle, goes out past the 20, out past the 30, and he's going to be brought down.
So hard.
He's going to be brought down to the 31-yard line. So a big pickup for Fabian Shirk, which I think that was his first carry.
Real carry. Yeah.
You had the numbers game out there. I think Fabian, instead of going inside, if you bounce it out to the outside, I think you're getting probably the extra yardage that you need for the first down. So fourth down and we'll call it 14. And, you have nothing to lose, so you don't have to punt to them. You're already down 50 points. Clock's running.
They don't have a play?
I don't think they have a play. Clock's running. Fort Allegheny with 56 points here in the first half.
10 seconds left on the play clock.
You're going to have to burn a timeout.
Or just let
They might be bleeding. I think they're just bleeding the clock. Just give Port Allegheny less time. So I think we're going to see a timeout here. So we are going to see a Owls timeout, which means we're going to take a timeout. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Hey, it's Nina Black with this week on Absolutely 80s news from Don Henley. Fran Tarkington throws another football at the camera. and war breaks out in the cult classic. Plus, we have Culture Club, Simple Mind, Steve Miller, Mr. Exposé, and the Go-Go's. Only on the next Absolutely 80s. Sunday morning at 10 here on B107.5 FM.
WTCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. After the timeout by Bradford, we're going to find out if they're going to punt the ball or if they're going to go for it. So, decision time. Do you want to punt the ball to Aiden Bliss? And a look. Looks like they're going for it. So, what play do you have? Lucas Wallace out in the field at receiver. Yeah. And Aiden Bliss, again, and that's a blocked punt for Aiden Bliss. And it's going to be caught by Port Allegheny, and that's going to be a walk-in touchdown at the block punt by Aiden Bliss for Isaac Polstaway. So that's going to extend the lead for Port Allegheny. They're going to have 66, pending the extra point to the Owls 6. Or, sorry, 62 to the Owls 6. But Aiden Bliss, I think he just called his own number because he was supposed to return the kick, and then they realized, hey, they're going for it. He just went. He just sent it.
Yeah, just, I think he thought they were going for it and came up and just
shot the gap and blocked
that's all
the
he
kick.
Did.
Went untouched.
Oh.
So it's a block punt.
It's an
now.
Animal.
Yeah, had another accolade for him.
Block punt.
It's still the first half, Drew.
And, and Postaway was just sitting there like a center fielder waiting for the ball to come down to catch it and run in.
So here comes the extra point, 3-2, here comes a snap, low snap, no problem, and the kick's going to be up and good. We're going to stick here. So Port Allegheny with a 63-6 lead over the Owls here in the first half, and I don't remember the last time I've seen the Owls get punched in the mouth like this. I don't remember.
It's a lot of little things. That attention to detail.
Yeah. And you can't make mistakes against a team like Port Allegheny.
No, not like this team. No.
Because you kind of got to play perfect. You got to play
sound
football.
Yep.
And you can't have mistakes. You can't have missed blocks. You can't have the miscues. You can't have the penalties. You got to know who you're blocking, who your guy is to beat a team like Port Allegheny.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be ready for all their different changes they're going to make.
Yep.
You know, their adjustments as well.
But the good news is everything's coachable, and we have a minute 22 to go here in the second quarter. Port Allegheny up 63-6. And Funk is going to kick the ball off. Kick is up in the air. Returnable for Logan Kohler. He's going to take it at his own 11-yard line. He's going to get out. He's going to break a couple tackles. Found a seam again. And he's quick, and he's going to get out. He's going to get tackled by Brennan Philhart at the 39-yard line. So if Brennan misses that tackle, he's wide open. So good return by Logan Kohler, who kind of is the shining star here in the shadows for the Owls right now.
Giving us some kind of spark, you know?
Yeah. And he's obviously making a play for the Model T MVP of the game, Logan Kohler.
Absolutely.
And coming up, we do have the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show here in about a minute and 15 of game time, where we will break down what we noticed here in the first half, try to give you the best stats that we can. But we're going to see shotgun formation for the Owls. Tommy Lane to the right of Andrew Giordano. But it's a wing T out of shotgun. Here comes a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's going to get to the edge, out past the 40, get brought out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So he will pick up 6 yards for Mr. Langdon. So bring up a second down and 4 for the Owls. So that's what you want, though. Like, that's as simple as that. Like, not every play has to be a home run play. You just got to get chunks on them.
We need to see positive plays.
That's all you want.
Yeah, so you got to build. Obviously, this is, out of hand game as far as trying to win the game, but there's things they can build on.
I may be mistaken. I think the mercy rule is only for the second half because the clock did stop there.
Oh, okay.
So I lied. High snap is going to be handed off to Tommy Langdon again, and he's going to get to the – oh, Aiden Bliss has popped Tommy Langdon. Port did get away with the horse collar there. But we see from up above, referees don't see it in the field, though. It's hard to see.
Yeah.
It did get one, but Aiden Bliss did clean up the play for the Gator. So, again, another positive play. I don't care if it's only a yard or 2 yards. It's still a positive play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not backwards, so. 21. So, 3rd and 2. Obviously, you don't want to go backwards here.
No.
Even if you can only get a yard, get a yard, fight forward, fall forward, right? That's what you coach the kids to do, fall forward. So I think this might be the recipe to give yourself a little bit more time instead of coming from under center. And
Holy crap.
That's a good draw play.
Did you see
Tommy? Aiden Bliss came in like a missile.
No one touched him.
Untouched.
Good run by Tommy there. First down, Owls.
And that, Tommy Langdon, pick up about 5 yards, but did a good job of just slipping past. And that's
I think he's hurt. He hurt his hand. He's holding his hand.
Yeah, he may have gotten a helmet to the hand. Oh, he's going to go down. He's going to take a knee. So, yeah, I think he hurt his hand.
That kid's tough, so.
He is tough, so, you know, he.
Yeah. Not for any reason. It's definitely something's hurting. Everyone's taking a knee here.
Yeah, so we're
17 seconds left.
Yeah, 17 seconds here in the first half. We're going to stick around. I'm going to try to get some scores from around District 9.
He's running hard. At least we got the first down there. Hopefully he's all right and keep this drive alive.
Yeah, that's the big thing, and that's what we talked about, just doing the little things. Doing the little things, positive plays.
Looks like Bentley Evans is going to go in the game. Freshman, he's going to go in at fullback.
I don't know too much about Bentley.
Pretty fast kid.
Is
Pretty
he?
Tough kid. Yeah, he's a wrestler. Tommy's up, but he's... He's definitely in pain still.
Well, I hope that he is all right. That's
a tough blow to the Owls. Yeah,
it's never fun.
Oh, he got...
Oh, yeah.
It's forbidden.
The nether regions.
Not the hand.
Not the hand. So, yeah, we know that pain. So, first down and 10, Owls, they are driving. We're moving the football after a couple first downs. So, they have a first and 10 at the Gators' 47-yard line. We got Logan Kohler closest to us in that wing spot, Fabian Shirk in the other wing spot, and they're going to let the clock run out. So, the first half, Port Allegheny 63, Bradford Owls football 6. We're going to be back with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing and Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty, chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallica offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and to be blunt about it, it's been all Port Allegheny here in the first half. Obviously, they have a 63-6 lead here at the half, which they're kind of in basketball point territory right now, scoring-wise, pretty quickly. It's basically been the Aiden Bliss show.
Absolutely.
For the most part. I mean, the first play of the game was an 80-yard touchdown run by Aiden Bliss, and then the Owls came out. We had a good drive. We had the ball moving, getting positive yards, you know, kind of penalty-free, mistake-free. And then we got down to the 30-yard line, and the Gators dug their heels in and forced the turnover. Oh, not the turnover on downs. And then Port Allegheny had a couple plays, got down to the Owls' 47-yard line, where they met Aiden Bliss again on his third. No, he had a 3-yard gain. Then on his third touch of the game, had the 47-yard touchdown run. You know, obviously the extra points have been pretty good about that. So 15-0, and then kind of that's when things kind of started getting out of control for the Owls. That's when we started seeing the penalties, the mistakes. We saw a Brendan Philhart touchdown pass to Nick Wilfong. And then so I made it 21-0, and then another touchdown pass for Brendan Philhart to Aiden Bliss that time. And then we get the ball back. Same story, 3-and-out. No, turnover. That's when we had the fumble. And then another touchdown pass, Brendan Philhart to Aiden Bliss. And then we had the Nick Wilfong. No, we had an interception, then we had a Nick Wilfong touchdown for the Gators. And then Aiden Bliss touchdown pass, and then we had an Aiden Bliss block punt, which led to a touchdown. And then we had, obviously, the high snap that went over the head of the punter, recovered in the end zone for the Gators, and that was a touchdown. So, but what I can say, we do have a shining star so far who's making this case for the Model T MVP of the game. That's Logan Kohler. Can you give us some stats on Mr. Kohler for today?
He had a 97-yard kick return for a touchdown and another return for almost 40 yards. So his total yardage for the game is close to 150 here.
150, and that's including on offense, too, with rushing the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like if he can get, like, a little bit of the space on the outside, he's going to break a run. Like, he's going to give you 10, 15 yards if he can get the space. But Port Allegheny is doing such a good job at closing the gaps and just winning the line of scrimmage.
Well, I think they understand that as well. And their philosophy is if we don't let him get outside, then he can't get outside.
Right.
So they're sending heat in the middle and kind of messing the plays up before they're even able to get started.
And we're seeing a lot of untouched Gators getting into the backfield too, and that's a red flag, I would say. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag. It's what you don't want to see, because you got to pick up your blocks, and they're not. It's early to see.
Yeah, overwhelmed with blitzing linebackers, and whose responsibility is it at what juncture?
Yeah,
depending on the play.
And here's the thing, here's what makes Port Allegheny so good at football and scary to play, is like I said, we talk a lot about Aiden Bliss because he does a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a touchdown pass too. Like that's so he had a block punt, touchdown pass, receiving touchdowns, rushing touchdowns,
two point conversion run.
This is what's scary about Port Allegheny, is it's not just Aiden Bliss.
Oh no,
because you take Aiden Bliss out, you still have Kellen Vey. You have Tristan Kaiser, who's not even suited up tonight, who's their second best player.
Will Fong,
former quarterback. He was their quarterback for half of the season last year before Phil Hart came in, and they moved him out to kind of like the wild.
I think those are two of Phil Hart's touchdowns to Will Fong.
Yeah, Will Fong has it's two receiving touchdowns.
Kellen is running the ball hard.
Yeah, and that's their third running. That's their third running back. So they're deep and they're well coached. You're not seeing a lot of silly penalties or mistakes from them. But you, like I said, you have this group of kids who've been coached by these coaches since kids playing together. They're a tough team to beat, and the scoreboard reflects that.
Yeah, I think they're on a mission too after last year.
Yeah,
to get back to where they were.
And it's not just putting the district on notice. Like this is a game to put the state on notice. Like, hey, we didn't go anywhere. Because you do see that a lot. You see a lot of teams where they have like that one core group of kids, and then they kind of fall off. Not Port Allegheny. They're saying, hey, we're here to stay. Like, we're still going to be a problem this year. So that's kind of really how the first half has been. The Owls, obviously, we get the ball at the second half. I'm assuming we're probably getting to that point. We're going to see a lot of the backups playing the second string, the underclassmen. So we're going to see them. But, Mr. Hammack, I do believe, do you have score updates from around District 9 that you can give us?
I do. Big matchup between Kirtland from Ohio and Central Clarion. They're playing in at Clarion University, I do believe. Kirtland is up 14-0 on the Central Clarion Wildcats. Carn City is up 35-6 over St. Mary's at half. Red Bank Valley is up 19-7 against Ridgeway. They are also at half. Keystone up big against Brookville, 46 in the second quarter. And the Wolves of Kane are up 14-8 against Smethport at half. Cowdersport Monticello didn't start yet. Union AC Valley is up 28-0 over Otto Eldred at the half. Cameron County up big, 41-6 against Bucktail in the second quarter. I'm not familiar with this team. Bellwood Antis is up 21 against
Pittsburgh School.
Yeah. Really? They're up 21-14 against Clearfield at the half. And then Myersdale is beating Kerwinsville 16-6 in the second quarter. That's your District 9 scores at the moment.
And couple things to touch base on. Central Clarion, they were returning state finalists, and like I said, they're playing powerhouse Kirtland from Ohio. So it's not often you see Central Clarion within the last 5 years having a goose egg on the board, and they didn't lose a lot. I think they lost maybe two kids. They lost Jace Ferguson, and then they lost one of the linemen, but they're returning back 9 starters from last year.
Yeah.
But to be the best, you got to play the best, and this is a good game for them. And then another thing, too, Clearfield, last year they had a kid named Brady Collins, who two-sport athlete, he's going to college for that at Lehigh. Him and Aiden, for the better part of last year, were going neck and neck for best running back, not even in state, but in the country, because Brady was up there, too, top five in the nation, too, for being a running back.
They lost him.
They did lose him, yeah. He's at Lehigh University now. And again, this is our CJ Wallace Engineer in Halftime show. So keys to the second half, because we have 4 minutes left to go in halftime. What's something that you want to see from the Owls?
Let's hold on to our blocks to the whistle and just need to see some positive plays. And then if we see backups, we're going to get a look at the future here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of promise coming up and big year for big moment for all these younger kids, because you have, like I said, we talked about, you have this core group of kids now, new offense, you got to get it implemented. It's not easy implementing a new offense when you've been so used to the air raid, which is what we saw for the last 6-7 years from the Owls, to switch back over to the wing T, which is a Bradford staple. A couple other things, too, I wanted to mention, which is the Love Toyota Collision Center, Collision of the Game. Saw a couple big hits.
We got some candidates.
What's our candidates right now?
Over on the far sideline, and then John Ward right in front of us here with a big pop. It's going to be a tough decision.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough decision. So here's what we're going to do is we are going to take a break. We got 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in halftime. When we get back, we're going to get geared up for the second half. This is your CJ Wallace Engineer and Halftime Show on WESB. This is Bradford Owls Football. We'll be back.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Sports. And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are nearing the end of the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So, obviously a big hill to climb. If we do come back, probably will be one of the greatest comebacks in Pennsylvania high school football history, if that happens. But I do anticipate that we are going to see a lot of the underclassmen playing, getting touches. The sooner they can get touches at a varsity level and get in that varsity setting, the better for them.
Yeah, it might help underclassmen. You know, the lights are bright on Friday night.
They really are. And so a good friend of mine back in the day, Jeff Uvino, who is up in Erie, he's a sports writer up in Erie, was telling me this is called kinetic stretching.
Okay.
He's a sports science guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kinetic stretching. You don't want to go too hard. You just want to kind of loosen up the muscles again because you're already a little bit fired up.
Looks like Giordano's warming up. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, Lucas and Brady Rosendahl are warming up as well. Maybe we'll get to see one of them, too.
I would like to. I've coached both Lucas and Brady.
At that position,
and I can speak volumes. Both are super intelligent kids. The future's bright in either of their hands when it is time for them. Mm-hmm. Especially Lucas. I think Lucas is an all-around athlete.
He's been training
for this. He has been. And
when he gets his opportunity, I think he'll take advantage of it.
Well, one thing about Lucas is when the lights are on, that's when he plays his best. So he doesn't back down for moments. He steps up to moments. So that's something I've always...
He's played tough at safety today for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's cleaning
he's
up.
He's not scared to tackle Aiden, which is huge.
No.
But it takes 11.
It does take 11, and that's the key. And Port Allegheny's playing with 11 right now. And so, but like I said, it's all coachable, and I'm sure the coaches here for Bradford High will get it figured out. So, question, are we going to see Aiden Bliss, you think, here in the second half?
I don't know. In my mind, not why risk it?
There's no point now. Like you
made
a point.
Your point.
Yeah, you made your point.
We in the first half, yeah. Yep.
So now I think I think I had the mercy rule wrong. I think it's at the second half.
It has
half.
To be after the.
Yeah, because we'd probably be in a vehicle on our way home if the mercy rule was in effect in the first quarter. Yeah. So, but anyways, I am happy for the folks that are staying with us because we have a lot of football to go over and.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives. That
oh
are
yeah.
Going to come.
Yeah.
We're going to see some other kids. And maybe we get our offense going a little bit and see some positive things that we can build upon.
Yep. And I'm happy to have you joining me today.
I appreciate you
because you are Mr. Football. I think you know a lot about football. You've been around it. You played it. And you bring a lot of knowledge to the booth. So I'm glad that you're here joining me this week.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
This is my first time on the radio, but I'm enjoying myself for sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Any jitters? Do you have any jitters?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do something you've never done before, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing an excellent job,
I appreciate
Mr. Andrew
you.
Hammett. So, halftime's right now. We got 40 seconds left to go.
Yep.
So
gearing up here.
Yeah, well, I want to see.
We get the ball.
We do get the ball. So, we're going to go right out on offense. I want to see some of these underclassmen. I'd like to see them get playing time because, like I said, I know that there's a lot of hope. A lot of hope out there, like I said. And that junior high team, JV last year. Tell me about JV last year because they had a solid team.
They did. I don't know if they lost or not.
I think they had a tie with Central Clarion, right?
Yeah,
that was a tie.
It was here, yep.
Yep.
And I don't know if they lost or not. I don't think they did. They did play really well.
That's what's nice. Like, our team, we're overall a young team. Like, obviously, we have our seniors like Logan Kohler,
Keyshore, and
Jacob
Ward.
Jacob Abers.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Jacob Abers because that is one kid who was always motivating no matter the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
Stu Abers, who is an assistant coach, did a good job raising Jake. Jake
That's
is an excellent kid. Excellent
kid. Stand up young man. And you don't see it. He, no matter what the score is, he's going to give you 110%
yep.
The whole game.
And he's always motivating his teammates. That's what I love about him. And it's not just the starters. He's going to every kid on the sideline, on his team, hyping them up. And something that I've always appreciated was in the off season, he's taking a kid, like a younger underclassman, and he'd say, you're coming with me. We're working out. We're going to get this together. I'm going to pick you up. You know, we're going to go work out. We're going to work on football. And so he's taking younger underclassmen under his wing. So.
Yeah, he will be missed. He will be missed on this roster after this year. And, hopefully he gets nominated for a Big 30 spot.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hope so. If anyone from the Big 30 is listening, that's my nomination there. I'll put a good word in for Jake Abers. Good kid. So Port Allegheny is getting ready to kick off to start the second half. Again, Port Allegheny up 63-6 over the Owls to start the second half. Here comes Mr. Funk with the kick. And it's going to be a squib kick, and this is going to go to Fabian. He's going to get out to the 40, and he's going to get out to probably about the 43, 42-yard line. So the Owls do have good start and field position. I think they tried to catch the kick return team off guard because you want to keep it away from Logan Kohler. So we're about to see.
Good cover. We'll be ready.
Yep. I'd like to see more of Fabian.
Yeah,
because I think that you might have a little bit of lightning in a bottle there. You might.
Well, if you can get them both going, I think that's what their thoughts are.
Yeah, because it takes the fullback in your two wings. That's really what makes the wing T work.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one that's not, you're not going to have as much success with it. So here we go. We got Andrew Giordano under center. We got Logan Kohler in motion, and we're going to get a handoff. Is that Tommy back in there?
No. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's Tommy Langdon, and he's going to get bottled up, so the Gators not fooled by it. That's going to be a 3-yard loss, or 4-yard loss, rather. So we bring up second down and 14, maybe a long 13.
Yeah, it looks like we're getting beat at the guard position there.
So you got to clean that up. So here we go. We're going to our second down and long 13, coming back out in the wing tee. At this point, you're just trying to get reps in with this offense, just to get live action play. If you can get it to work against Port Allegheny, you're probably going to have success against the other teams. So here we got
Fabian,
and he's doing a good job holding on the football by Aiden Bliss and number 58 for the Gators, which is Ryan Carlson, in on the tackle, and he's going to lose a yard. So it's going to bring up a third down and 14 for the Owls. So passing situation, right?
Yeah, interesting. They're leaving the starters in on defense with this big of a lead.
Well, that's their decision.
Yeah, no.
I probably wouldn't, but.
I don't know. Yeah, you have a unicorn on the field.
Yeah, I don't.
Probably don't want to get him hurt.
No, but I don't coach for Port Allegheny, so that's nothing I can speak to. So, third down and 14 for the Owls, Tommy Langdon. And we're going to get a timeout real quick by Andrew Giordano. So, we're going to take a timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a timeout. A little confusion on the offense. Play clock is running out, so forced to burn our first timeout of the second half. Obviously, a play call you want to get right here. So,
yeah, third and 14.
Yep. So I think, obviously, passing situation, I think this is where we're going to see a rollout maybe.
Yeah, you might see.
Or might just do a handoff and
just might get out of there. Might see right here.
So Giordano under center. We're getting and here's a pass, and it's going to go to Braylon Austin, right?
Mm-hmm. Braylon Austin for a gain of 6 or 7.
Yeah. So good pickup, good completion by Giordano. So fourth down and 7, maybe 8. So are we going to punt the ball? If we're doing special teams right now, I'm looking for number 31.
Yes.
I'm looking for 31. I might not even send a gunner down.
Yeah. Just bring everyone and tell you. Yeah.
What is it? Punt safe, right? But we don't have to worry about that because they're going to go for it. You have nothing to lose here. 9:25 to go here in the third quarter. Logan Kohler with the motion, and he's going to get out past the edge, and he's going to get wrapped up by 76. And he must have had him below the numbers.
Tarbox.
Yeah, Ethan Tarbox. That's a big boy. So that's going to be a turnover on downs, and the Gators are going to take over in good territory. And our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, our third quarter contestant, is going to be Mr. Jim Gleason. So, Jim, if the Owls score, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, Jim, again, no worries. You are still going to get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. So congratulations, Jim, and let's hope for an Owl score here in this quarter. And I do see – I don't see Aiden Bliss out there.
Yep, he's closest to us.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Yeah, what are the things you put over your cleats? I can't remember what they're called. There's a name for it.
I don't know. But we got some confusion on the Gators' offense. Play clock's running down, under 10 seconds now. Phil Hart in the shotgun formation with running backs to each side of him. Here comes a snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Veyu, and he's going to find a little seam, and he runs hard.
Oh, who was that, Tommy? That
was Tommy Langdon with a big hit on Vayu. So
that's another nominee for sure.
So that's going to be a 7-yard pickup for Vayu. But one thing I noticed, he just hits. He's already running when he's getting the ball. Like he's like full speed right when he gets the ball. That's something about Vayu.
Oh, they're called spats. He has white spats.
White spats. Okay. Thanks for the research.
Absolutely.
That's how you got that nickname.
What?
Mr. Research.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call you.
Got a little cowboy back.
Oh, yeah. And here's going to be a handoff to Vayu again. Wide open hole. They're doing such a good job of setting the edge. Vayu breaking tackles, and he's got one man to beat, and he gets chased down by – can't see that. He is wide open. That's
Jace Geis.
Jace Geis. Mr. Smiles. He's quick, too. Saved a touchdown there.
Yeah.
Vayu had a seam and
running them really hard.
So first and 10 for the Gators, already knocking on the door in Owls territory.
Yeah, but the outside, because we're in this the 4-2-5, the outside linebacker is on an island.
Yeah.
And if he, you know, if he plays too far out, he gives up some leverage.
So we got two receivers at the top, split back, and it's going to be a handoff to Vayu again. He's going to break one tackle. And he's going to get it for a touchdown. That's going to be a touchdown for Port Allegheny. Kellen Vayu with the 11-yard touchdown run. And that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny 69, Bradford 6 to start the second half for the Gators. So what do you see there? Is it same thing? They're setting the edge?
Yeah, they're blocking us back into each other and getting around the edge.
You can't have that. So Port Allegheny's going to come on for the extra point.
They're going to kick it here. Yep, looks like they're going to kick. Funk with the extra point here.
So here comes the kick. It's quiet as a mouse. Kicks up, kicks good, and that's going to bring the score, Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 6. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 11-yard touchdown run by Kellen Vayu, extending the Gator lead to 70-6. Port Allegheny's getting ready to kick off. And is that a new kicker?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it looks
number
like Port
Allegheny. 74, Christian Reed, to kick it off.
And here's the kick. And to Lucas Wallace is going to return the kick. And he's going to get out to the 35-yard line. So Bradford's going to take over at their own 35. And let's see if we got – looks like they're going to keep their starters out, the Owls, and Port Allegheny has their backups in.
Looks that way.
Looks that way. And Mr. Jim Gleason, again, your reminder, if the Owls score this quarter, you – my friend, are going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant for the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. And here's our wing T formation. Logan Kohler in the motion, and we're going to get a handoff to Logan. He's going to break through. He's got a couple tackles, wide open space. And he's got to beat one man, and he's out in the open field at the 40, 30, 20, 10. And that's going to be a touchdown, Bradford. Logan Kohler with a 70 or 65-yard touchdown run. So there you go, Model T MVP Player of the Game nominee again, Logan Kohler. What do you see there? Just good running from Logan?
Oh,
or good blocking, too?
He blocked, and he did make some moves, yeah.
So the Owls are going to come out for the extra point.
They're going to kick it, yeah.
Yeah, so score right now is 70-12, Port Allegheny. Caden Keyshore is going to be the kicker. And we're going to see if we can get another extra point up on the board. 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. extra guy in the field for our Owls. Here comes the kick. It's up, and it's good, and that's going to be Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 13. This is Bradford Owls football on WES Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we just had a 65-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler. Extra point was good. So we got a 70-13 game right now. And we got, is that Keyshore again? He's getting ready to do the kickoff for the Owls?
Yep.
He's got a little leg on him.
Yeah, he played soccer. I don't know if he still does or not, but...
And here we go. Here's the kick. And it's, oh, that's a good kick. That's a sneaky good kick. And they're going to let this one roll into the end zone. So Port Allegheny is going to take over on their 20-yard line. And we're going to see who the Owls send out here on defense.
Looks like starters.
Starters again. So maybe they have a game plan. Like, hey, if this game gets out of hand, we're still going to play our starters till
get some
third quarter.
Confidence.
Yeah, yep. get the reps in. Because I don't see any starter for Port Allegheny out on the field.
No.
So here you have an opportunity to kind of get a good look. And also, your reminder, because the Owls scored, Mr. Jim Gleason, you are getting a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Jim Gleason. And we do have a late Owl coming out on the field. And here's a snap. And it's going to be a
fumble.
Well, there's going to be a balls on the ground.
Recovered by Port.
And we're... Looks like it's going to be a Port Allegheny recovery. So fumble in the play. He's going to lose about 3 yards, maybe four. So it'll be second down and 13 for the Gators. So good. You're getting leverage here, given it's against an underclassman for the Gators. But you need something positive. You need something on the film. You say, hey, we did this good. Here's where we're at. So... Port Allegheny having trouble with getting the plays in.
10 seconds left on the play clock here. We're getting settled in. Trips.
Yep. Here comes the snap. And it's going to be a handoff.
Ball's on the ground again.
Ball's on the ground again. And it looks like it's going to be recovered again by the Gators. Not going to be a gain. So it'll be third down and 12 for the Gators. And we might get our first look at the Gators punter.
True.
Yeah. Haven't seen him yet. So we got 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. The Gators have a 70-18 lead. 13, sorry. Read that wrong on the scoreboard. 70-13 lead against the Owls. Owls are playing semi-tight coverage here. Here comes a snap, and it's just going to be a
fullback
dive for the Gators. Just keeping the play simple and... It's going to take a gang of Owls to bring him down. He's going to pick up 3 yards. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 for the Gators, and we might see a punt. We're not going to see it. Oh, yeah, we are. There's the punter. So Logan Kohler is going to come back in for the return, punt return for the Owls. We got 15 seconds left on the play clock.
Stop.
Snaps high, and it's going to be blocked. And
it's
going to be recovered by the Owls at the Port Allegheny 10-yard line. So the Owls are cooking right now here in this third quarter. So maybe Jim Gleason is the good luck charm for the Owls.
Well, not to be a Debbie Downer.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say it. Don't you say it. So the Owls are going to take over at the Port Allegheny 10-yard line, and I do see a Lucas Wallace out in the field.
So at it looks quarterback.
Like, at quarterback, so it looks like we are going to get the twos
and
out there.
Keenan, yeah, the twos are out there.
Yeah.
Bentley Evans, Lucas Wallace, Keenan Miller,
So, listen, I spoke highly of Lucas Wallace. So lights are on. And we're going to get a penalty flag.
It should be encroachment. Portland first. Yep. Good call by the refs there.
Yep. So it's going to be a half the distance to the goal or a five-yard penalty. It don't matter because it's still going to end up at the five-yard line.
Good division.
Yeah. My mom would be so proud.
You could do math?
Yeah.
There you go. Is she listening?
I have no idea.
Oh.
So we got motion and balls on the ground. And it is recovered by Bradford, and he is going to advance. I couldn't tell who advanced it, but they're going to get it down to the two, maybe the 1.5 yard line. So water half full, although you fumbled it, you get positive yards out of it.
Yeah.
Just how they drew it up, right?
I guess. Is that Max Warner in the game now at wide receiver?
Max Warner.
Good basketball player.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, so second and goal at the 2 yard line for the Gators. I mean, for the Owls. Against the Gators, sorry. Wallace under center. We got motion.
Keenan dives.
Dive and.
For Bentley Evans touchdown.
And so that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny 70, and now the Owls have 19, pending the extra point. 3:25 to go in the third quarter, pending the extra point, so.
We're going to see Keyshore again and kick it here.
I hope so. You got to get his confidence up for...
Yeah, throughout the year. Yeah.
Throughout the year, so you make this a 70-20 game.
No, it looks like Lucas is kicking it.
All right.
And Brady Rosendahl. All right.
Lucas Wallace, all-around athlete. Could do a lot.
He's got soccer cleats on, it looks like.
They're bright. All right, so getting ready for the extra point. Here's a snap. Good snap. Here's the hold, and the kick's up. And
blocked
by the Gators. So extra point no good. Port Allegheny 70, Bradford Owls 19. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
The Gardening Show with Bob Harris on WESB.
If you buy a container plant, it's probably a good idea to buy a small container of fertilizer too, because they are annuals. They flower a lot and grow quickly. They're going to be hungry. Even if it's said in the soil mix that fertilizer has been incorporated, that's going to get used up quite quickly. They got to be fertilized.
Watch on Facebook Live
or listen and call in.
The Gardening Show.
Saturday mornings at 8:30
on B107.5.
U298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 2 yard touchdown run by Bentley Evans. Extra point no good. Port Allegheny still has the 70-19 lead. But.
We're seeing the JV kickoff team here.
Oh, we got the JV kickoff team, all right?
Yep.
So I do love seeing the twos and getting playing time. And that's a good little kickoff, yeah. And that's going to be returnable at the 20-yard line by Port Allegheny. And that he's going to be brought down.
Oh, helmet came off. Someone's helmet came off.
What did we? I just saw a kid. He got pancaked.
Yeah,
he looked like breakfast out there.
Who Bentley Evans just
was the Bentley Evans?
He destroyed it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that might be our love Toyota collision of the game. Write that one down. That was a big hit. So Port Allegheny is going to take over at their own 35-yard line. So we will. So all the twos are in for sure.
But there's only
one, two. We're gonna have to burn a timeout. We're not gonna go nowhere though.
We're staying right here.
Yeah, we got a lot to say. So Bradford's gonna take a timeout. So I don't know. Do you wanna see if any score updates from around District 9?
Let's check it out.
While you're doing that, let me ramble on. So third quarter belonging to the Owls, given it's the We start out with the ones versus two, and then it's the two versus two. But it's promising because your JV team just scored relatively easy against Port Allegheny's JV squad, basically. So that's a positive sign, and hopefully we can start getting some of the other kids some carries, get more playing time, seeing what you have. Because sometimes you have kids, I've seen it, you have kids who don't really practice hard, but when the games come, they play lights out. So maybe you might have
see that.
No, you do, but you do see it though.
Yeah.
Give us a quick rundown of the scores real quick with what you can. Give me three scores real quick.
Kirtland versus Central Clarion up 17-7 still in the fourth. Carn City up big against St. Mary's 55-6 in the third. Red Bank Valley up 26-13 in the third against Ridgeway.
All right, and here we go. We got shotgun formation for Port Allegheny, and it's going to be a sweep to number five, and he's going to be tackled.
Colton Miller.
Colton Miller with the tackle. It's going to be a pickup of 8 yards. We'll bring up a second down and two for the Gators.
Who was that, number five for them?
Yeah, five.
Chase Boyd.
Chase Boyd. You know what he sounds like? NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes fast. He looked fast.
Yeah, he did. The Toji's number five, Chase Boyd.
So Port Allegheny still lined up in shotgun with running backs to either side of the quarterback here. Hand off to 13, up the middle.
He's going to, well, we got the line pushing, and he's close. I think he's got it. So, yeah, so it's going to be good enough for first down. So first down and 10 at their own 45-yard line. I think they marked him short.
No, they did.
No, well, yeah, oh, now they gave him a first down. Okay. A little confusion there.
Yeah, it was short of the sticks, but they gave him a first down.
2 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Port Allegheny with a 70-19 lead.
Yep. Yep, Brady Rosendahl at corner here.
Yep.
William Newman at outside linebacker.
Oh, showing blitz, and we're just going to fumble balls on the ground, and I'm not sure that Port got that. They may have. We're going to see. Yeah, I think Port got it. All right, so that's going to be a loss of 5 yards off the fumble, so we're bringing up a second down and 15 for the Gators. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Port Allegheny lining up quick. And notice our safety's playing off, 17 yards off the ball?
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Number 20? Max Cow. Freshman.
And blitz by the Owls, and whew, he should have been lit up for a 3 yard loss. Good job by the Gators running back there to break that, because I don't know who came in on that blitz, but he went in scot-free.
Looked like Colton Reddington there on the blitz. But they snuck out of it, and then there was a gang of Owls there to clean it up.
Yeah, so I think we got Brady Rosendahl at one cornerback, Colton Miller at the other, William Newman at an outside linebacker.
Yep, and they got Trips, Max Gow at safety.
Yep. All right, so obvious passing down here. You just want to stay tight in your coverage.
Starting 16 here.
Yep. Nothing over your head. Joan Blitz. Picked up by the Gators, and he's going to roll out, and he's got nope. Oh, 18. Oh, 12. All right, so quarterback got out of trouble there. He should have been sacked, but gets the pass off, completes for about 6 yards, 7 yard gain, which should have been a loss of probably about 6 or 7. So good job by the Gators quarterback, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 9, maybe a long 8.
This looks like it's going to end the quarter here as well.
So good job by the defense there holding on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good awareness from Max Gell and Brady there once the pass was thrown to find the receiver and get him down before
it broke free. But that's going to do it for our third quarter. The Port Allegheny Gators hold a 70-19 lead over your Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old, dried-up, cracked handles, or the frustration of fighting with the rusty, chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is the start of our fourth quarter, and it looks like we have a Port Allegheny punt. Max Gal back to return for the Owls, and he did fake it. He's got room to run. He's up past the 40, down to the 35, 34-yard line. I don't think it was supposed to be a fake. I just think he bobbled the snap and saw an opening. So
we had pressure on him, and he just took it and ran.
So that's going to be Archer Trim, freshman, who big conversion for the Gators. So they're going to keep the ball with the clock ticking. But I will say the second team or the JV team, they're looking great. Mm-hmm. They do look good, so the future is bright for the Owls. So that's something positive that you do want to see. Just had a little miscue. Port Allegheny looks like they're having trouble getting the play in. So trying to get the play call in. And with the fourth quarter for Otoji's touchdown sweepstakes.
Looks like they're running the clock down.
Yeah, I think they are trying to bleed the clock. I think they just want to get out unscathed. Andrea Fisk is our fourth quarter Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. If the Owls score, then Andrea, you're going to get a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score this quarter, you still get a free lunch special from Toji's substation. So best of luck to you, Andrea. We do want you to get that free value pack meal for dinner because we do want to see some more Owl scores. I missed what happened on that play.
Ran it up the middle. Port did, and a group of Owls there to tackle him.
So bring up a second down and 10. Looks like a no gain.
Yeah, they're just waiting and then calling the play in. They have risk coaches, every player on their team, and they just look at the number and the color. We're blitzing. We're sending it, but they get through it.
They do
get
through
them up for a gain of 4.
So that'll be a flock of Owls. We'll bring up a third down and 6 after a 5-yard pickup by the Gators.
We do seem more aggressive on defense with this group.
Yeah, they do.
We're sending more guys.
Well, and this is obviously the group of guys that they want to get more playing time, so you got to make a name for yourself. You got to stand out here. You want to earn playing time with the ones.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Tevin's in there now, outside linebacker.
Even their second team, they got big kids for the Gators, and he's gonna get through. And I thought he was gonna break it because he had one guy to beat, but
Jacob Bange on the tackle there.
All right. So bring up a fourth down and 6 for the Gators, and obviously you're in go for it territory in that gray area that we were talking about. So you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gators have no problem killing the clock. 8:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. And here's a snap.
Trying to get us to jump here.
And, hey, should be a penalty on the quarterback. You're not allowed to bob your head or jump, and that's what he did. So and here's the snap. And he's just bottled up in the back. Well, he was. But pickup of 1 yard. It's going to be a turnover on downs for the Owls, so the Owls are going to take the field, and hopefully, Andrea, here in this drive, you can earn yourself a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant if the Owls score for the Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. The Gators lead, obviously, 70-19, 8:29 to go in the third quarter. And the clock's going. Obviously, we're in the mercy rule. So, Owls are having trouble getting the play call in. And we are missing a guy. That's 71 for the Owls. Jacob Bang, who did make a play the last time. He late getting onto the field, but that's okay. So, 3 seconds left to go Here's the motion, and we're going to call a timeout. So Coach Puglio forced to take the timeout, the play clock running out, which means we're going to take a timeout. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We got Journey playing in the background. I get a little fired up when I hear Journey. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, it's good.
I do. You guys don't want to hear my karaoke because you might get confused with actual Journey. Here we go. We got motion, and it's going to be a quick handoff to
Max Gow.
Max Gow, and he's got some room. He's got a guy to beat, and he's going to get out. He gets past midfield down to the Gators' 44-yard line. It's a big run by Max Gow. Obviously, freshman. Obvious first down here for the Owls. So, Andrew, it's looking good. It's looking good.
Across the 50 here.
Yep, across the 50 here at the Gators' 44-yard line. And maybe trying to get this play call quick in because you want the defense to be out of breath when you're running against them. So, coming out in the wing T formation, we got number four closest to us is Braden Wells. We got motion by Keenan Miller, and we have a penalty. And it's going to be a looks like approachment. 5-yard penalty against the Gators, so that's going to move the Owls closer. Wallace under center, Keenan Miller in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to 21, and he's going to get out to the Gators' 27-yard line.
Bentley Evans,
yeah. Who
running tough.
One of the candidates for the Love Toyota collision of the game. So he's running tough. All right, so moving the ball, first down and 10 at the Gators' 28-yard line. And we got Keenan Miller in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Keenan Miller. He's going to try to get to the outside. Makes a couple moves. Misses the man miss.
Oh.
And he's still up on his feet, and he's going to pick up 10, 11 yards. Oh, the ball's out. But I think he was out of bounds when that ball came out.
Good chunk of running there. Would have run hard and not be easy to tackle.
Yeah, it's kind of like that's been instilled in Mr. Keenan Miller by his dad and his uncle. Always coached him to run the football hard. So kudos to those guys. So second and one after a 9-yard pickup by Miller. We got the wing tee.
6 minutes left in the game here.
And we got a motion, and it's going to be a handoff to
Bentley Evans.
Bentley Evans breaking tackles, and he's going to get brought down right at the Gators' 8-yard line. So first down. So it's going to be first down and goal for the Owls. Andrea, you're 8 yards away.
Yeah.
For being a big-time winner for the Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. 5 minutes, 39 seconds go here in the game.
Rolling the lips shine in the game now. Mm-hmm. That fullback.
Listen, I get jacked up. I told you that when the twos come in. Lucas Wallace under center. Here comes the snap. We got Keenan Miller in motion. It's going
to
be a handoff.
To Roland
Lipshine, and he's going to get down to the two, maybe the one-yard line. So the Owls are knock, knock, knocking on Gator's door.
Oh, yeah, I see like what you did there.
Yeah. So Keenan Miller's coming out. William Newman's coming out. So we got Bentley Evans coming in, coming back in, and Braden Wells.
450.
I'd like to see a quarterback keeper here. You fake the handoff, do a boot to the right.
Yeah, we might throw it here.
Good. Yeah. So it's going to be second down at the 3-yard line. Wing T. And looks like we're going to burn a... Oh, we got penalty
flag.
They
had two fullbacks.
Deadfall. So delay a game against the Owls. It's going to back them up 5 yards. Will be a second down and goal at the 8-yard line. So, Mr. Hammack, second down and goal at the 8-yard line. What do you call? You going to try to call a pass play here?
Let's run waggle right to Lucas's strong side.
Yep. All right, so Braden Wells at receiver closest to us out of the wing tee.
Motion,
Keaton Miller, and it's going to be a rollout.
Right.
Lucas Wallace.
He's wide open.
Yeah, you just got to, you got a walk-in touchdown. This is going to be a touchdown for Lucas Wallace.
And a big block.
Big block. So 8-yard touchdown run by Lucas Wallace. I manifested. I said I'd like to see a rollout right. Lucas Wallace, and guess what I got?
Quarterback touchdown.
So, Andrea Fisk, you are a winner of the Value Pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Andrea, for winning Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes.
Good for you.
So that's something that we like to see.
That's two of them.
Yep.
to 25 here. We're going to go for two, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. So here in the second half, all Bradford. And the Owls are going to be going for two. We got a man in motion. And here's the snap. Lucas Wallace drops back, rolling to the right. And you got a man wide open, intended for Keenan Miller.
Over his head,
so kind of overthrew him. But regardless, we have a score. Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 25, 3:56 to go. We're going to take a quick timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw an 8-yard touchdown scamper by Mr. Lucas Wallace, who's the backup quarterback for the Owls. Extra point was no good. It was a pass intended for Keenan Miller. It was overthrown, so that's how we have a score of 70-25.
The twos look good.
They look really
good.
The
twos look good.
And if you're Coach Puglio, you're obviously happy to see the twos playing good. Because that means we have depth.
Yeah, I mean,
depth is important.
One injury, a two is a one.
Yep.
So you're going to need guys throughout the season to step up.
So yeah, I was getting ready to kick off. It's number 52 for the...
Derek Dixon is the kicker.
Derek Dixon.
No, Dixon.
One of my favorite players I've ever coached. So here comes the kick. And it's a pooch kick. It's going to fall at the 26-yard line. Returnable by Port Allegheny.
Bentley Evans on the tackle.
I think that's probably going to be it. Yeah. Bentley Evans. Love Toyota Collision of the game. I'm not look like WWE.
Yeah. He tackled him high, but
the Ultimate Warrior.
He's way bigger than that kid. Yeah. And just threw him to the ground.
So Bentley Evans, I'm going to rate that down.
Lock that in. Unless there's something bigger than that in the next 3-4 minutes here.
Big hit. So 3:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Gators lead the Owls 70-25. And we got a whistle blown. Oh, all right.
Let's start the clock.
Oh, yeah, we got to start the clock, yeah. So clock keeps running because we're still in mercy rule, believe it or not. We're going to be unless we bring it within 35 points, but it's not appearing to be the case. And here we go. We got a blitz, and, yeah, he's going to lose 4 or 5 yards there. Good time.
Blitz by Colton Reddington there and created some problems for him in the back. Nathan Myers cleaned it up.
It's a good play by Colton Reddington. And obviously, he's been around football, too, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
His dad's obviously been a long-time coach for the Owls. and has been with the team, the varsity team, since he was just a little boy being a ball boy. Now he actually gets to play for the varsity uniform for the first time.
Yeah, good freshman group, yep. Too.
And here we go again. We got a draw play this time by the Gators, and they're going to pick up maybe a yard. So it's going to bring up a third down and 13 for the Gators.
Jacob Bang and Cole Reddington on the tackle there.
So, yeah, third and 13.
I think they throw it here. I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, what do you got to lose? Porto Ganey has no issue running the clock. We are at 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the ball game. And they're not going to get it. They're brought down.
Colton Miller,
William Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And on the tackle,
Bentley Evans again.
Colton Miller, kind of like a little bulldog, like a little scrappy, like pit bull. Little fella.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Fighting hard. Fourth down,
so we're going to see a punt. We got 20. That's Max Gow back deep for the Owls. He's at the Gators 44-yard line. Play clock running under 10 seconds. We're just under a minute 30 left to go here in the ball game. And here's a snap.
Running it again.
It's going to be a keeper. And no
Cole
good.
Miller on the tackle.
Yeah,
stopped
Miller,
him. Turnover on downs.
Turnover on downs. But
Owls will take over where?
They're going to take over at the 17-yard line of the Gators. Now, here's the question. Do you try to get one punched in?
Yeah.
Or do you just take
for
your knee?
For the confidence. Need reps against competition.
Yep.
I think that's important.
And again, I want to congratulate Andrea Fisk for being our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for the fourth quarter when we had a Lucas Wallace 8-yard touchdown run. So, again, congratulations, Andrea, and all of our participants for tonight. We went 3-for-4 tonight, so always a positive sign. So they're going to come out in the wing T formation. We got Keenan Miller in motion. It's going to be a handoff to 21. Bentley Evans, and he's
going
to take.
Still going.
Looks like a Florida man there with the Gators all over his feet, just still running through the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So Bentley Evans with a pickup of 7 yards can bring up second down and 3 for the Owls.
He's going to try to get at least one more play.
Yeah, you got
not
to.
Two.
Yeah,
you're hurrying up.
Yeah, you're at 35 seconds left to go in the game, so may try to get one punched in here.
Motion for Max Gow.
And it's going
to
be
fullback dive again to Bentley Evans.
He's still moving.
He's still going. Touchdown.
And he's in
Owls.
For a touchdown. Bentley Evans with the 12-yard touchdown run. So Bentley Evans, that's going to bring the score. Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 31, pinning the extra point.
22-7 left on the clock.
So it looks like the Owls are going to try to go for a 2 here. I'm assuming on the kickoff, you're probably going to get an E for Port Allegheny. So
he's in.
And it is. That 2-point conversion is going to be good. So that's going to bring the score, Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 33. And we're going to be kicking the ball if we're going to stick here because we only have 22 seconds left to go here in the weaning moments of the ball game. So the twos, obviously, they look really good. So we started out the second half with a touchdown run by the Gators, and then ever since then it's just been all Owls. So, you know, you brought the score down within 47 points. But yeah, once again,
positive plays.
Yeah, so I'd imagine Port Allegheny, like I said, probably going to take a knee once they come out on offense, not risk anything.
Onside here?
No.
Not with the score?
No. There's no added benefit to it.
Correct.
We got a good look at the twos.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Derek Dixon back in the kick again?
Yep. Oh, a
and,
little
oh,
wild one.
Yeah,
you got to
let
bounds.
That roll out of bounds. So the Gators will have good field position. So we'll see where the refs spot the ball. What I do like to see, Drew, is how many football players we have out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can remember time 3, maybe 4 years ago, it was only 20 guys on the team. Now I think we're over 50, maybe close 45 to 50. And, yeah, Port Allegheny is going to take a knee close out the game. So, yeah, that's gonna do it for us in the winning moments here. Port Allegheny is going to go on to win the football game against our Owls 70-33. We will be back with our post-game show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports
is brought to you by these local sponsors.
The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM,
and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps
and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WECM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is our post-game show, and Port Allegheny came in. They took care of business, and we got a final score of Port Allegheny 70, Bradford Owls 33. And honestly, it was a tale of two halves, but we talk about the first half first because that was all Port Allegheny and the Aiden Bliss show. And like I said, at the beginning of the game, throughout the game, Aiden Bliss is a unicorn. And he did basically everything. He put a stat, some type of stat in every line. Over close to 200 yards rushing.
Correct.
Two rushing touchdowns.
Correct.
Two receiving touchdowns. A passing touchdown. Two-point conversion. Block punt,
multiple tackles,
in on blitzes. He just made life miserable for the Owls the first half. And then you have a quarterback like Brendan Philhart who was making accurate passes, and then you had players like Kellen Vayu, Nick Wilfong making plays too. And you know that's tough to stop when you have not one guy, two guy, three guy, but you have a whole squad. You have 11 guys who all play at a high level. We did have a first half score by Logan Kohler. He did have a 97-yard kick return touchdown, and that's why you don't want to. That's why people don't kick the Logan Kohler, because there was a time last year when we were playing Brookville where they would just kick it out of bounds, so they didn't have to kick it to Logan Kohler because they knew how dangerous he is in the open field. Port Allegheny found out. So yeah, really, that's what the first half was. It was Aiden Bliss, all Port Allegheny. You know, defenses, we just weren't doing our job and what we were capable of doing. We were making mistakes. It's first game of the year, though, and like I said, you're opening up the game against a team like Port Allegheny, who was just in the state championship game last year. So it's tough to do. But I think they made a point in the second half that, hey, we do have depth, and the second half was a lot better. And I have the scoring breakdown just to let you know how the second half ended. So you have – it started out, you had Kellen Vayu, who scored for the Gators on an 11-yard touchdown run. It was 63-6 at halftime. He scores 70-6. And then we come out, the Port Allegheny had sent their JV team in. We kept the starters in for one drive. We had a 65-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler, which brought the score to 70-13. The extra point was good. And then the Gators had to, there was a turnover on downs. Then we get a 2-yard touchdown, the fumble. We get a 2-yard touchdown run by Bentley Evans. Extra point, no good. Scored 70-19. Port Allegheny comes out to force the punt. Good return by Max Gow. We get down. Lucas Wallace has an 8-yard touchdown run. Extra point, no good. Score 70-25. And then to close out the game, we had a 12-yard touchdown run by Bentley Evans. 2-point conversion was good. And that's how we get to the score of 70-33. Mr. Hammack, what are your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, Port Allegheny is a tough team. They're obviously a deep run in the playoffs last year. And you're seeing, you know, their focus and ambition to get back there. We got a lot of work to do. Look good from the twos. It's a building block. And got Otto Eldred next week.
Yeah, and that's going to be a game that we're talking about. Otto Eldred, which I believe they are down 28-0. The last score update that we have is 28-0 against Union AC Valley. They obviously have a new head coach in Eric Reese. They're going to be visiting the Owl's Nest next week. And this is a game that you kind of can rebound on. I feel like this is a good rebound game, good competition. And you're probably going to get a better look when you're not going against a state caliber team like Port Allegheny. This is kind of, you're going down to match your competition now, basically, with Otto Eldred. So we should, hopefully we do take care of business there against Otto Eldred, assuming that they're also going to be 0-1 too. And then scores from, if you want to give me score updates from across District 9 real quick from what we have updated.
Yeah, it looks like the Kirtland, Ohio team is up 24-7 on Central Clarion in the fourth. Carn City is still up big, 55-6 over St. Mary's. Red Bank Valley is up 32-21 on Ridgeway. Keystone up really big on Brookville, 55-6 in the fourth quarter here. Kane Wolves are up on the Smithport Hubbards, 34-8 in the fourth. Montauk is up 17-0 over Cowdersport. And Cameron County, big blowout against Bucktail. Bellwood Antis up 7, 28-21 over Clearfield. And Myersdale 37-13 over Kerwinsville.
All right, so that's going to wrap up what's going on around District 9. So we do have some accolades to give out. So why don't you tell us, Mr. Hammack, who our Model T MVP player of the game is?
Model T MVP player of the game is Logan Kohler with a 97-yard kick return touchdown and a 65-yard rushing touchdown.
So congratulations, Mr. Logan Kohler. Big game, kind of the shining star here. When things were dark, he kind of shined bright there. And Mr. Hammack, can you please tell us who our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game and who gets that award?
Owls Collision of the Game is going to be Bentley Evans. There was not one, not two, three, four big hits by this young freshman. He's an animal.
Yeah, he is an animal. He's going to be a big name. You know who he kind of reminds me of early on? Evan Whitmore. Yeah. Evan Whitmore made a name for himself as a freshman, and he was a four-year starter for the Owls, so maybe you can kind of channel that. And Evan played in the Big 30.
Yep,
so,
just recently this past summer.
So maybe that's someone he can Bentley text or play on his Fortnite for and get a hold of Evan Whitmore for that. So the final score, Port Allegheny 70, Bradford 33. From a broadcast partner, Andrew Hammack, and our producing engineer, Igor, I'm Cam Snodgrass, and this has been your Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.